With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Rob and Akiva need a podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Rob and Akiva need a podcast. Yeah, they'll buy or sell your ideas. They'll talk about it till you've gotten your fill. Every weekend, better attend. You can guess what will be coming up next. Rob and Akiva need a podcast.
There is palpable excitement in the air for the return of the RENAP world famous hot takeoff number two. I'm very excited to be back here with a man who is the host of not one, not two, not three and a half podcasts. Here is Uncle Kiva, Akiva Winokur. Kiva, how are you?
Just in terms of branding, is this the second hot takeoff? I wonder if we should call it like hot takeoff 2021 or something, because famously, I think the hot takeoff was originally a 32 fans idea.
Yes.
It was me versus Alex Chester dropping takes with you, Rob Cesternino, as the judge.
Yes.
On 32 fans.
Yes.
Probably 4 or 5 years ago at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then and then we turned into Survivor Hot Takeoff. We did it on a couple Survivor podcasts.
I like that. I think that's the one idea that we've taken from 32 fans, and everything everything else is 32 is RENAP stuff that 32 fans takes.
Well, what else do you want to steal?
Too long of a list.
Should we take the flag rankings? I know you love those. We want to rank every country's flag again. We could do that.
Mm-hmm.
The worst living person bracket. Should we do that? You love stuff like that.
We'll see how the year goes. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Akiva, how are you?
I'm great. I'm doing well.
Good.
I'm excited for this week's podcast. I don't know. I'm good. I feel like it's 2021. There's something in the air. I feel better. What about you?
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm fine. Same old.
That's as good as you could do. Fine.
Akiva, what is my life? I come on here, I sit in this room, and I talk in this microphone. That's it.
You could be in a cave somewhere. You could be like drilling for oil, and this is what you're doing.
Yeah,
it's way better.
I'm not bad. I'm just like exactly the same. There's no difference.
Do they drill for oil in cave? I don't see. I've like never. I don't know anything about working with your hand jobs to the point where I don't even know what they do.
Whoa! Hey! What the hell are you talking about?
I'm saying like I don't know like what they do in cave. Like where do they drill for oil?
Oh.
I only know from Armageddon that they try and drill for oil on the moon.
Okay.
I think that was an asteroid.
Yeah.
Oh no!
Yeah. Oh, on an asteroid.
All right.
Yeah.
So why don't we first let's bring in a woman who I believe has gone through all of the hot takes submitted. It is not a Kirsten McInnes type, but the genuine article. Kirsten McInnes. Kirsten, how are you?
I was a lot better before Akiva said hand jobs.
Yeah. I think working with your hands, I think is what
working with my hands.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into the semantics.
Nope, don't even finish the sentence. Yeah.
So yes, I have gone through all of the submissions for this hot takeoff, and I think that it's like the RENAP hot takeoff too hot to take off.
Too hot to handle.
Too hot to handle, of course. We had 200 submissions for the hot takeoff this time. And then when I closed responses, because we had 200 and I needed to go through them, then people decided to start DMing me their takes. Hey, I missed the submission. Here's my takes. And I was like,
Did anybody get in that way? Did anybody get in via DMs?
I didn't read their takes because it was done.
Okay. All right. It might have been gold.
Yeah, no, you could, your future husband could have been in those DMs sending you four takes and you ignored them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And you know what? I would rather die alone than have to explain how I met my future husband hot takes on Twitter to me.
Also, Kirsten has had a big week, launched a brand new podcast, BoJack Horse Pod.
That's right. You know, I heard that TV rewatch podcasts were all the rage. So Lindsay Wilson and I started this podcast. The great Lindsay Wilson. And actually, we can thank Renap for BoJack Horse Pod existing, because it originally came to be because when she, you know, famously did the oral history of the Sleepover podcast, she mentioned she wanted a co-host, she wanted to podcast. And that was when we started talking. And we wanted to start this podcast in 2020. And then 2020 was 2020. We waited until 2021.
Yeah. Okay. Well, congratulations on the brand new podcast, BoJack Horse Pod.
This should be the last TV recap podcast that exists. Like, are we calling a lid on them?
No.
No, that's not for us to say. And okay, I mean, like, we're a, you know, a success story that a podcast can already be in the top 50 TV and film podcasts in Singapore. Okay. It's a big deal.
All right.
Fair.
Of course, it would not be a hot takeoff without this person who has been with us, listening to the hottest of takes for quite some time. Here is the great Liana Boris. Liana, how are you?
Doing well, thank you. On a scale from coal miner to sitting in a room recording a podcast, I'm definitely closer to the sitting in the room. So very lovely and happy to be here as always. It's always, you know, just a joy. My takes are so tepid. It's really fun to just plunge my hands into that scalding hot water and talk about some hot takes.
Turn the thermostat up to 82 for the hot take off today.
82 That's Celsius.
Oh my God.
Burning,
everybody.
I don't think it goes up that high. All right. So, of course, Akiva, last time out, we talked about Kazam.
With Shazam, I think.
Yes. I'm not sure which one. With the great Third Wheel Zach, and had our Among Us mailbag. People seemed like that they were enjoyed that one.
Yeah. Fun episode. The mailbag people said we should do it as the full episode next time also.
Okay, like, we'll see.
Bring it back. I don't know. Karen did a great job with that. I had fun last week. And, you know, it was fun not watching something this week. It was nice to have, like, hey, I'm just going to show up. Especially, you know, there's no prep this week. I spoke to Kirsten a little bit, but I didn't have to pick the takes. So it's fun to show up and just, you know, not have to do a lot of prep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So let's, I guess, get into this.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say? Do you want to, like, explain the rules, Akiva?
Yeah. So basically the way this works is, as Kirsten said, 200 different people submitted four takes each. That's 800 takes. And she is going to have picked, I believe, the 16 best of those takers. We're judging, this is the hot take off, but what we're really judging is the best taker. I think we'll have a separate award for the take of the year, but what we're going to go through 16 hot takers. Put in a bracket form. I know it's not bracket season, but we decided to do this in a bracket form because my other idea, I think, was too complicated, where we'd rate every take from 1 to 10. Mm-hmm. Too much math involved.
Yeah.
And I also, like, if we don't like some of the initial first round takes, I think we each get a veto swap where we could take out, and she's got a lot of backup takers in there.
And so there is a twist with the swap. If you choose to swap out a taker, I don't want to tell you the twist, but there is a twist.
Just watch
so
Scum.
I would be hesitant before I swapped out a take.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Can we ask questions about this twist? Like, does, for example, as the guest, does this impact me? Or is this something that I can freely choose to do while not having to deal with the consequences?
Well, everyone would have to deal with the consequences of
no free rides today, Leon.
Is it push-ups? It's not push-ups, is it?
No, it's not push-ups. Okay. Although that does remind me of that time when you said you were going to do 3 push-ups and you've gone for like 7 minutes.
Yeah, that's why I'm nervous about doing more push-ups.
Okay.
That's why he's lying down all the time. He's closer to the ground so he can practice just those to get push-ups.
Ready. Yeah, he's ready to work out.
You don't have to get ready if you stay ready.
So we got 16 takers put in a battle royale. That's the best of the best. I looked at the doc for a couple minutes, just out of the corner of my eye. The takes looked really a lot better than last time. And just the sheer number of how many takes we got, you know, Kirsten's going to take the top, 8% or whatever.
Of course. Goes without saying.
My standard.
Well, like 16 out of 200 is like, is it, what percentage is that? I don't know. Mm-hmm. 8, 9
I thought we were taking the math out of this podcast.
Everyone that is going to have their take read in this podcast, take a victory lap. You are the 8%.
You're the 8%. Well, Liana's from science, not for math, but she probably knows what percentage 16 is in 200.
It's close enough, I'm sure.
Sure. Okay, so each person has 4.
Out of 200, just divide by 2, and you have the percent. Like, you're right. Like, calm down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So we will hear one take versus one take, and then that person will advance, and then we'll hear their second take.
Yes. And so one of the differences this time from last time is last time I took people's takes and I, you know, reordered them for what I thought would be better for the bracket. This time, you know what? People were able to submit, this is my first take, this is my second take, and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. I'm going to trust them that they put them in the correct order.
Yeah.
And
yes.
If they didn't, that's their fault.
And also shout out to Megan Z, winner of the original hot take off from, was that even in 2020? I feel like that was 2019.
It was 2019,
Yeah, it's been a while. Did Megan Z come back to try and reclaim her crown, Kirsten?
I don't think
she's
so,
too busy
actually.
With the Bills playoff.
Oh, run. Yeah, that's right. The big Bills game tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no that one named Megan submitted at all.
Yeah, mm-hmm. had I thought about it, we could have invited her as like the returning champion to be back in it. You know, I like when sports do that. Like, you won last year, you're back in this year. Mm-hmm. But I didn't think about it. Also, I didn't remember who won, to be honest.
Yeah. By the way, Liana and Akiva, speaking of previous tournaments that we've done, I don't know if you noticed this week, but the King Cake Baby, the winner of the original Stan tournament, has reactivated on Twitter. And we've definitely been seeing some tweets about it. And King Cake Baby had a tweet 48 minutes ago that said game day with a baby. And one of our listeners, Emily Huff 717, said, it's back, baby, and it's terrifying. And the King Cake Baby responded to me, Akiva, and Emily Huff and said, mean. Is that our first official tweet from the King Cake Baby, Akiva?
Yeah, I think it's the first time King Cake Baby has ever tweeted us. To be fair, it's only tweeted about 4 times in 2 years. It really took off last season.
It was on a Yadis. Okay.
I mean, King Cake Baby's out there with Rachel Nichols not wearing a mask today. Not as Rachel Nichols, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't know. King Cake Baby, you know what's scary?
I mean, it has a bib. I mean, that you would think that he could just like slide the bib up. I mean, it's not perfect. Not Fauci approved, but at least it would be something.
Yeah, no. COVID is very scary. The King
Cake
Baby.
It's very hard to get a baby to wear a mask.
It is true.
Yeah.
I don't know. The King. I unfollow the King Cake Baby because if you don't tweet for 2 years, I'm out.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, but now the King Cake Baby has replied. I mean, I know it's a baby of few words, but still, mean is a response.
Mm-hmm. We'll take.
Does that help? Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. So, Kirsten, do you want to start us off here on Hot Take Off 2021?
I would absolutely love to. We've got some great takes to highlight and to go through. So let's just jump right into the bracket, shall we?
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, the one question I had is there had been some conversation between Akiva and myself. And I wanted to get the panel's perspective on this. Last time we kept the takers themselves completely anonymous until the end when it was like, this is who won. Do we want to continue with the anonymity or do you want to know who the takers are? Akiva seems to think that we need to have stakes for the audience to be like rooting for a specific person.
No, that's dumb. No.
But I don't understand that.
Yeah, that was the leading question, Your Honor, Kirsten.
Yeah.
So Akiva thinks this.
No, but here's why. The idiot here's why.
No. Akiva was like,
it doesn't matter. It's about the take, not the person.
I know, but I also think like it's a blank bracket and this is an audio medium. And I think if they hear people, what if you gave everyone a fake name, Kirsten? Like, Instead of Emily, they're the antelope.
You should
see Liana's eyes right now.
Yeah.
That's not a game day decision to make.
It should be just like on the Masked Singer. After somebody is eliminated, then tell us whose takes they were. Like they don't need to have stakes that they're rooting for this person. And you're going to think of a take differently if you're like, okay, shut up, Tim says. It's like, all right, you know.
I can't imagine he fell through the Kirsten filter. There's no way he got through the Kirsten filter. But I'm a man of integrity. It doesn't matter if my own children were submitting takes. I would submit them based on the quality of the take. Also, what if we stopped down at the final two and had them read their takes live on air? We give them like 5 minutes to come on the podcast, then they could give their take.
You think people are sitting around waiting for our call?
I think they are sitting around waiting for our call.
No.
What do you think?
I think no. I think that their reward is that they get to come on for a mailbag at some point. Is that the reward? I mean, that's what it was last time.
That was the reward last time. I mean, if we have the winner and they're around to come on for the mailbag, then sure. Let's hit them up, see if they're around to come on for an emergency. But let's not overcomplicate this.
Okay.
I would never.
Perfect. Yeah.
Akif would never. Okay. So
I want to look at these in a vacuum. I don't want to know who the person is. Because if it's somebody that I respect and then it's a dumb take, I'm probably not going to want to just destroy it. As opposed to if I don't know who it is, I'm not going to hold back in saying how stupid something is.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, look, I'm from science. We do double-blinded, single-blinded studies all the time. This is no different. So for the integrity of the hot takeoff, we have to keep this blinded.
Okay, perfect. The only other thing I'm going to say before we jump into this is for the seeding of these takes,
I had a couple...
I had a couple of friends look at them and rank them individually. And then their opinions were wildly different on what the seeding should be. So then I used a random number generator 3 or 4 times and averaged out the placements for seeding. Because as we've discovered through all of these hot take podcasts, I mean, this is only my second time on one, but everyone has different opinions for what makes a hot take. So I feel like it's hard to empirically seed these. So there was a little bit of a random element there. Okay. Now ready to go. Sorry for the long
preamble and the amble.
Yes. And I would like to say we are doing a tournament and it's not March.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
Yeah. Well, we did say back in the fall, one tournament per month was allowed. So this is our tournament.
We did.
In September, we said we are allowed to do one tournament per month.
Okay. I don't think that's something that happened. Anyways, okay. So for the first matchup, we have, you know, it's the first seed versus the 16th seed. The first take we have is Bruce Springsteen laughs way too much in his live rendition of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. What's so funny? Get it together. The first take.
Rob, can you play that? Do you have that song?
Yeah, let me see if I could bring it up. I think it's probably like towards the end, and we could talk that through. All right, let's hear the second take.
Okay, and then the second take is society has evolved beyond the need for glue.
Oh, interesting.
Okay.
Oh.
You want to talk through the glue first? I'm not sure what advances did we have that we are a post-glue society?
Does tape count as glue?
No.
Because there's adhesive. So what is good? Can we define glue? Does epoxy count as glue? Yeah. I mean, look, this gets me going. So if by the definition of a hot take, because I believe in glue, what can I say?
Yeah. Akiva, do you have any thoughts on this?
Well, I don't think I've used glue since kindergarten, to be fair. I don't think I've ever used glue.
And I have a glue stick right here. Mm-hmm. I have several glue sticks. You never know when you're going to need a glue stick.
My kids have glue sticks, and I have a lot of crazy glue.
The glue sticks I don't hate. The glue just in like the Elmer's sort of orange top thing, that gets everywhere. Yeah, the white glue that your kids use on their projects, and then it gets all over the house.
Mm-hmm. Gorilla glue, though, super glue, that's really useful.
Yeah, I mean, especially like on TV, there's so many things about like all sorts of different glue that's like even more powerful. So I can't see how we would be a post-glue society.
Hot glue gun.
Hot glue gun. Yeah. I mean, there's so much crafting going on. People are gluing left and right. It's not like that we've reached a point where things are just like unbreakable. And until we all have like 3D printing technology at our fingertips, or just like, I'd rather just replace this bowl than try to glue it, the handle back on the cup or whatever, that I don't see how, anyway, how I'm using less glue now than I did 10 years ago.
I mean, think about all the scrapbookers. How will you keep all those memories in a highly organized and decorative fashion without glue? Mm-hmm. You just need it. You need it.
Yet it is a hot take.
I never think about the scrapbook.
Yeah. Well, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
What's
that's
the difference?
That's the benefit.
And we go through this every time, Leon and Rob. What's the difference between how do you judge between a take that is extremely spicy but sort of wrong versus a take that might be accurate but isn't so spicy? It's like four quadrants here. I don't know what's
well,
a better take.
This is a matchup of something that is provocative but not necessarily correct, and something that nobody has ever thought or uttered and may be true, but still, who cares?
Who cares? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we hear a little bit of Bruce laughing?
Okay, this is sort of
Maybe that will change my mind.
This is like towards the end of the song. And it's amazing that we got this since we are at past Christmas music season. It's not like that we got these hot takeoff requests a month ago. So let's see.
Shout out to the
boss. I'm not hearing it. Maybe it's in the middle of the song.
Yeah.
I've never had that thought before. The glue take is off base, but at least I like the swing.
Yeah, I agree. I want to hear more of what that person has to say, more than the Bruce Springsteen person. So I think, I think it's going to be unanimous, right? Yeah. For the glue person, the glue guy.
I think Bruce is trying to do an impression of Santa Claus, who is jolly. That's where the laughing is coming from. So yeah, maybe it's a different version that he's doing more laughing on, but I think I'd rather hear what the glue person has to
say. Also, you're trying, your audience, we've had the same, jury panel here for four of these in a row.
Yeah.
Christmas song's not going to do too well with me, probably. I don't know any Christmas songs, really.
What about Springsteen? Are you a Springsteen guy?
I'm fine with Springsteen. I don't dislike him, but if you put a gun to my head and were like Bruce Springsteen or Billy Joel, I'd be like, why is this gun to my head? Because of this minor music argument. But then I would say, I think I like Billy Joel better than Bruce Springsteen.
You think?
So I'm fine on Bruce, but I don't know. Can I, because we're also, I think we'll give a separate award, as I said, to the best take. Also, at the end, if Kirsten has a few extra takes, maybe of people who didn't have four.
What are you giving away?
Well, we'll give another mailbag appearance to somebody who has the best take, assuming it's a different person than, the best taker may have the best take also. But Kirsten, as we eliminate the Bruce Springsteen person, if you want to read their best remaining take, I don't think that's a terrible idea also going forward for the people knocked out in round one.
Their best remaining take. Okay.
Do you want to unmask the Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah, when you unmask them, say this person is X and here's their best remaining take.
Yeah.
So the person that you just eliminated first off the board was TikTok Nicole.
Oh.
How dare you?
Ooh. Yeah.
And I would say that her best remaining take is capital letters are literally useless.
I mean, that fits.
Yeah. Taylor Swift wrote that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
I think there has been a move a little bit away from capital letters in some things.
How Nicole can you might be not, yelling
might not
online,
have led with
then?
Her best one there.
Okay.
All right.
Cool. On to the next. So this is the 8 seed versus the 9
seed. Did we eliminate
seed?
The 16 seed?
You did.
Oh, that would have been funny if it was the one. Yeah. Although I think it was randomized.
Yeah, don't tell us which is which also. Okay. Let's give us the matchup.
Robin,
let's
literally random.
No. No, yeah, I know. No, I know.
Randomized, I think, on random.org.
But then Kirsten, did some three times. I don't know. I feel like the better one is the higher seed.
The Streets of Philadelphia defend that take. Yeah,
tell us who
really had it there?
Can you tell us who helped you? That helps with like who was seeding also.
Oh, okay. So I asked several of my friends, and most of them said, no, I'm not doing that. But two mm-hmm. people who did send me a full list were Lita Broman and Austin Trapp. I guess they had time on their hands. And then, you know, other people said they were going to help. And then we're like, this is impossible. So then I brought in the random.
Okay.
Right. So what's the 8 versus 9 matchup?
Yes. Okay. So weddings should never cost more than $10,000.
Okay.
And we should drastically lower the scale of weddings to make that possible. Versus putting sprinkles on anything is the definition of pointless. They add no value taste-wise and create an unpleasant texture and crunchiness to foods that do not need them.
Okay. Oh, Liana had like a very visual reaction to the anti-sprinkle take.
Puya, this is a constant discussion in our household between Puya and I. I'm a big sprinkles gal and he detests sprinkles.
Chocolate or rainbow?
I mean, I prefer rainbow because I do think of them more as a decorative part of food versus the taste. You ever just like eat a spoonful of sprinkles? Like, no one wants to eat that. But I think they add to the aesthetic of the item. And so like I am constantly in this household defending sprinkles.
Okay.
So it came up that often.
It comes up. I don't know why. It comes up all the time.
Yeah. So I would say that I am very anti-sprinkle. I mm-hmm. don't get, not just because they're food, but they bring nothing to the table for me. Mm-hmm. I know, and my wife is a big sprinkler. She wants sprinkles on ice cream. It's so fun. Yes. I'm already eating ice cream. That's fun, okay?
But it could be even more fun with sprinkles.
I don't know.
I mean, Rob's not eating ice cream. He's eating like plain yogurt with bittersweet chocolate.
That's frozen.
Well, yeah. I think like Liana, the sprinkle fan among the three of us, admitted that sprinkles don't even taste good. Like they're mm-hmm. just there for aesthetic purposes.
Yes.
In terms of like the spicing in this take, I like it just because like outside of the Zambakili Boris household, mm-hmm. it's not coming up a lot. So this is like an original mm-hmm. sort of idea. Sprinkles, like there is an age where you age out of sprinkles, I think. And now I'm trying to think with my kids, like the 7-year-old would want sprinkles. I don't know if my 11-year-old would want sprinkles. So I think like 9 or 10 is when you're done with sprinkles. If you're a grown up and you're going to like Haagen-Dazs or Baskin Robbins and you're like asking for sprinkles, I think that's a strange move, honestly.
Mm-hmm. No.
Did anybody get sprinkles at Ben and Jerry's, Akiva? What about the banana split? Did that have sprinkles on it?
I think that would be gross. And also sprinkles are a weird food. Like they have such a strange texture. That's nothing like any other food if you think about it. They're like almost like biting into colored staples.
Little pieces of plastic. Yeah. What are they?
Yeah.
Good question.
Are they sugar? Yeah, it's just like but they're not really sweet. I don't know.
No. But there's no, they're like definitely unhealthy. Like the nutrition facts are probably not great on the sprinkle.
Sugar, corn syrup, cornstarch.
Yeah. Food coloring.
Yeah. Food coloring. Yep.
Can we talk about the wedding take? It's just
Yeah, I think it's more of a correct take than a hot take, right?
But you know what? Look, if two people want to have a big wedding, let them have a big wedding. Who cares? Like, don't be forced by society into having a big wedding. If you want to have a small wedding, have a small wedding. Nothing says you have to have a big wedding. So, you know, the wedding thing is not interesting to me.
It's not so interesting, but it is a very strange thing. The idea that we spend like so much money on one day and that we feel like socially obligated to do it. And then, like, I don't remember anything from my wedding. You know what I mean? Like, of course, in hindsight, would I have rather had that money and had, like, a small ceremony? Mm-hmm. Yeah, give me the money. That's what I'm saying.
Sure. Sure.
I think that's what it is. It's from a society's perspective of society tells you that you need to be having this big wedding. Because I've had two weddings now. Mm-hmm. I know. No, don't mean to brag, but I've been married twice. The first one was, pressured into a big ceremony, like, bigger wedding. hated every second of it, because it just felt like so much pomp and circumstance that we were having to do because of other people. And then second one, much more chill, much more my speed. So I think it's the society pressures you. Because I think, Kirsten, the second part of that take was something about, oh, and lower the expectations or something like that.
It was a lower the scale of weddings. Yeah. So do that.
Akiva. I mean, do whatever you want. But I see where this take is coming from. I think I would still side with the sprinkles, but yeah. You know.
Akiva, should there be a wedding salary cap?
A wedding, I like it. It should be X percent of your net income, you know, combined net income or something like that. Mm-hmm. That's not bad.
Yeah.
But also, like, we've gone a whole year without weddings, unless you're a monster.
Mm-hmm.
And like, nobody, you know, like, nobody's getting big. And maybe you get married at town hall, city hall, but like, nobody's really, and has this affected your year at all, that you have not been to like a nice wedding in a year? Like, that's been one of the nice parts, probably, about the lockdown, like that you don't have to go to these like big fancy events and buy a dress or whatever.
Liana, would you want to have sprinkles thrown at a wedding?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Because you're not supposed to. Can birds eat sprinkles?
I think the birds eat rice and then their stomachs expand. Explode, I don't know, right? If sprinkles have the same effect.
Okay, as long as it's okay for the birds, then yes, I'm very pro sprinkle.
Mm-hmm. And we don't care about, as you know from your last appearance on this podcast, we don't care about the birds. So we'll throw sprinkles and let whatever happens, happens.
Okay. Let's advance the sprinkles.
Who was the wedding taker and what's their best take?
Okay, perfect. So the wedding taker was Baby Andy.
Oh, Baby Andy.
And the take from him that I'd like to read is, which I just thought this just made me smile, that typically someone's hot take is a bad take. So if someone has a hot but good take, it needs a new name, like Lightning Takes.
Lightning Takes. Of course, Lightning Baby Takes. Andy made famous his take, I believe, from the last Hot Take Off, that we should be popularizing the usage of adult diapers just for convenience purposes.
Well, and so
how do you remember that, Rob?
No, so his name is Baby Andy. That's why.
I don't remember this at all.
You weren't there. So he submitted that take to the Hot Takeoff, but I did not like his other takes, so I did not put him into the Hot Takeoff. And then he was my pinch quizzer for this week in Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, okay, oh, well, also let me pull up all this list of takes and we can talk about Andy's takes. And then he became like Adult Diaper Andy. And
but he's a baby? Is he?
No, he's not a baby. He's a grown man.
He's a man.
Okay. And a Bills fan as well.
Baby Keef?
That's cute. I like that.
Mm.
Oh, we're going to call you that in Among Us. When you go into the public Among Us lobbies, just call yourself Baby Keef.
Yeah, I bet nobody would think that you were the imposter if you were Baby Keef.
Exactly.
Think about it.
Baby Goat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, bye, Baby Andy, but better luck in the third one.
Mm. I don't know about Lightning Takes.
I thought that was a fun idea. But
I mean, lightning and hot aren't like that. I mean, is it very hot when you get struck by lightning?
I would think so.
I mean, probably.
Is it like boiling hot? Like, it seems, I don't know.
Boiling hot?
I don't know. Why don't you go get struck by lightning and tell us how it goes, Akiva?
It's hard. You know, I'm very unlikely to be struck by lightning because I'm indoors so much.
Whenever you see somebody struck by lightning, like they always have like smoke coming out of their hair in cartoons.
That's true.
Yeah.
In the cartoons. Yeah. I've never seen it in real life, though.
I mean,
that would probably be an awful
if
YouTube.
If a tree gets stuck by lightning, it goes on fire. So I think it's still pretty hot.
Sounds like a bad way to. I don't want to get it by lightning. That's not a hot take.
Yeah.
Okay. So, anyways, the next matchup is the 5 seed versus the 12 seed, and the first take is men shouldn't be allowed to be in charge of anything or elected to anything until they've proven that they've learned their lesson. Versus tag should be an Olympic sport.
Tag should be an Olympic sport.
I like how she said tag.
Yeah. Look, I'm not here to defend men. I don't know if you...
Good.
Yeah, like, look, there are many... there's a very, very long history of bad male leaders, but you know, there's not a shortage of female elective representatives that are not so hot. Neither gender.
You mean is batting on
now?
Right?
No, neither gender is batting 100. Let's find the right people and not just disqualify based on who's a man, who's a woman. non-binary or, you know, any one characteristic.
I think give everyone the opportunity to mess something up, right? Like, mm-hmm. let's all, you know, make some mistakes together. All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was how I proposed to my wife, by the way.
Let's make some mistakes together. Yes, your children would agree with that, I'm sure.
So, if you're, let's say, a devil's advocate, you know, saying, agreeing with this take, if I said, you know, okay, like men, we've got 46 presidents, not to brag, but we're 46-0 in presidents right yeah. now. 45-1, or probably, I think, even a little more in vice presidents. It's like, all right, like, let's let mm-hmm. them catch up a little bit, like moratorium for 20 years on male presidents or something like that. Mm-hmm. Not so crazy.
Yeah, no, I'm okay with
that. Let's see how they do it. And if it doesn't go well, then fine. All right.
So I think that's going to be a large shift in infrastructure to swap out every male that's in charge of everything. So I think we just need to account for the time that will take. Like, who mm-hmm. knows? The sprinkles factory, is that a man as well? You know, we need to like mm-hmm. swap that over. I think there's just a lot
what
to
constitutes
consider.
A leader.
Oh, okay. Yes,
right, exactly. Yeah. So like mm-hmm. can Chester still be in charge of his charts, or does he need to give those over? Right. I think there's just a
I'm
lot
not sure if you're gonna find the single woman on earth interested in
it. Would want to be like, mm-hmm. no, thank you.
Yeah, what if it was like old men could run, but like no new men could run for office?
You know well,
what
I mean? Like, I think we might have too many old men.
Let's try some new ones. True.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no country anymore for these old men. So let's get them out of here.
All right, so we have.
Can't believe that was your fix. Well, let's just stick with the guys we already have.
Listen, we're working things out here.
Old men.
It's grandfather them in, literally.
Yeah. So what's the other take besides give men a rest for a minute?
The other take.
It was not men give it a rest for a minute. It was men give it a rest forever.
No, I think it was until we could figure out what's going on. Until they can prove that they've learned their lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
what do you think the lesson is?
Mm-hmm. It's not bad.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, it's
definitely a hot take.
Yet.
mm-hmm. No, I think all politicians are bad. What's the next take?
The next take was tag should be an Olympic sport.
Tag should be an Olympic sport.
Oh yeah. My God, are we really another person just giving me crap for
yeah,
being
not
Canadian?
Do this. Let's not
I can
do this.
Say okay. it. I'm a quarter Canadian.
Yeah.
You can't say it.
So. Liana, did you see any of Ultimate Tag? I know that you're a fan of the Fox reality.
I did watch the very first episode of Ultimate Tag, got super invested, yeah. and then completely forgot it existed. So it could
It wasn't
work.
Bad, Ultimate Tag.
No, especially compared to, like, the floor is lava, mm-hmm. for example.
Some people like floor is lava.
From there.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, did I watch two episodes? Yes. So technically, I made it further than that, than I did an Ultimate Tag. I could see this as an Olympic sport.
Liana, have you watched Name That Tune?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, I really like it.
Oh, really?
Speaking
okay,
of other
right,
Fox reality shows. Although, what a week for Jane Krakowski in the middle of everything.
Although she did deny that story about the MyPillow guy, right?
Yeah,
she said she's not dating him.
And he's like suing for like what's it called? Like libel that he was in a relationship with her.
Why? So
that
like,
could have come up in our season 3
libel.
Episode 7 of 30 Rock.
Yeah, she should be suing for libel.
It's very insulting for her.
Mm-hmm. He's like a lunatic who also was married for like 3 weeks recently.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
He should just go to bed. Mm-hmm.
I mean, more evidence.
And not use the MyPillow, because I heard they're not comfortable.
Well, I think that gives credence to that first take about men need to not be in charge of anything.
What is he in charge of? MyPillow?
He had direct access to the president until like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but he's not a leader. He's not
a leader of MyPillow.
Yeah.
Well,
major corporation.
Is the leader of a company elected official? Like, I mean, was he elected by the board? What was that first take again?
It was that men can't be in charge of anything
elected to anything
until they prove they've learned their lesson. And my pillow guy has not learned his lesson.
No, him for sure. He's not learned his lesson.
No.
I do like, I wish I had been in the, like the car when his wife of 3 weeks said, let's get divorced though. That does seem very funny to me.
All right.
He's a bad guy.
All the places to be.
Yeah.
If I could go back in history to one place, Liana, it would be that place.
That would be the one. That's a hot take right there.
Akiva, you are Mr. Olympics. Would you like to see tag in the Olympics?
Well, first of all, and this makes me very sad to say, and my wallet very sad to say, but I don't think there's going to be an Olympics this year. Tag. I don't mind.
Why can't they push it off another year? Why can't they say 2022?
I think Japan is just tired of sort of being like pushed around. First of all, it would mean they would have to have the winter and the summer in the same year, which of course they've never done that before. They did. They did it through 1992 when they had Albertville and Barcelona. How do you know? I'm impressed. You know that.
That's just a basic fact.
Doesn't like the Olympics.
All right, but anyway. I was alive.
All right. So my I agree. Listen, I agree. Of course, it is sad for me, but I don't think they're going to happen. Japan's not even starting vaccinating until late February. It doesn't seem likely. Yeah. They have people coming from 150 different countries. Anyway, I do think one thing the Olympics were bringing in this year, they were bringing in sport climbing, which is like literal rock wall climbing to the Olympics. They're going to bring in break dancing for the next Olympics. So they are trying to expand to the youth.
They already have dumber things than tag.
Yeah, they have dumber things than tag, like modern pentathlon, which is five sports, including, you know, polo and running, and is just for, like, you know, people who have at least eight last names and are, you know, royalty in England. Like, that's a much dumber sport than tag. So I have no problem. Bring in tag. I like the movie Tag. That was good branding. You get the stars of Hannibal Buress maybe to light the cauldron at the Olympics. I don't know.
What's the movie Tag about? Yeah.
The movie Tag? You haven't seen it? It's a funny movie. No. It's five friends. It's a true story about five friends who have, like, a permanent game of tag going on 1 month a year, like into their adulthood. Nobody saw it besides me. It's like a pretty big hit movie like 2 years ago. You'd like it, I think.
That was a hit movie.
Yeah. People like the movie Tag. Big hit. Big hit.
Also a hot take.
I mean, it has a 6.5 on IMDb.
Yeah, it was funny. It was for a movie comedy, it was like above average for sure.
What was your IMDb review of Tag?
I think it was probably a 7, Liana. That's a good question.
Okay.
I think it was
a 7.
So Akiva is like demonstrably high on this movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Liana, that we don't want to outvote you here on the men shouldn't be able to be in charge of anything.
That'd be a good luck.
Do you want to make a case for? I just think that it's so open ended.
I feel like Tag for me is like, yeah, sure, why not? Like, who
I don't
is
think
like
hot enough?
Not Tag. Mm-hmm. Ugh, gasp! Not in the Olympics, right? I don't think anybody is coming out saying, "Oh, yeah, this is a super hot take." Mm-hmm. Whereas I feel like the other one, even though you may disagree, falls under the hot take category more so. That's my first. I'll be like, so I'm voting the first one, whatever the first one was, the men.
I'm gonna go the first one too, with the men not being in charge, just because I agree, like, it's not that it's a perfect take, but I think Tag is, that's just a meh take to me. I mean, it's not bad, but doesn't do anything for me. Tag,
then I'll if it was Duck Duck Goose.
Yeah,
okay, yeah, I was about to make the same joke, like Duck Duck Goose. Now that's a hot take. That would be fun. Who wouldn't watch that? Musical Chairs honestly is better than both. I think you could have some real horrific Musical Chairs injuries.
Oh my god.
All right, then I'm going to say Tag, that I don't think that we should really just say that it's only men are the problem. I'll give you a list of a lot of bad female leaders also to say that it's only men that's the problem. I think we're looking at the wrong thing.
I don't think that's the hill to die on, Rob, but okay.
You want to go through a list of bad female leaders also?
No, are you coming out here in support of Angela Merkel, Kirsten?
I just don't think that that's the point. I don't think that that take said anything about all women are good and that there should just be any woman in charge of anything is better than any man by default. Mm-hmm. It makes allowances for men who have learned their lesson.
No, I don't think
you'd rather Lauren Boebert being Congress.
Oh, wait, are you saying
Bernie
that
Sanders,
each individual man has to learn his lesson, or that no man can be a leader until all men have learned their lesson?
I mean, I think that if all men have to learn the lesson, it would get
what
done.
Is the lesson?
See, this is the problem.
Well, tell me what the lesson is.
I don't think that's what this podcast is for. Anyway, so the person that you've removed from the bracket is Brian Dzurek. Mm-hmm. I hope I said that right.
Yeah, close.
And the other take that I will highlight is that candles are pointless and their danger outweighs their purpose.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh. Imagine Hanukkah in your house and you got like 100 of them going at once.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of a female leader of a company.
It's true.
Oh my goodness. I leave candles burning all the time. I feel like I'm like just asking for my home to be burned.
Yeah, I have a candle. Yeah. I have a candle right here. So I'm pro candle.
Wow. Anything we mention, Liana has right here. glue and candles.
I have my sprinkles as well. Yeah. Yes.
Keep the glue away from the candle. We should
next a Brunette pitch. Treasure hunt for Liana. It's like 100 things. She'll win in 20 seconds.
Can't wait for that game. Hopefully it doesn't get quicksanded.
Oh god. Okay. Okay, let's do the 4 seed versus the 13 seed.
Mm-hmm.
The first take is chocolate chip cookies would be better without chocolate chips.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Versus Costco samples are for children and adults who eat samples are irredeemable.
Boy, two awful takes up against each other.
Irredeemable. Well, you remember, Rob, we can each swap out a take.
All three of us don't want to get punished, but to talk through both of these, how could you say a chocolate chip cookie is better without chocolate chips? Is this from Jenny Autumn, who hates chocolate?
It is not from Jenny.
You know what? I hate chocolate too, Rob, right? But I will eat chocolate chips.
I agree
chips
with this cake, to be honest. I like the cookie part way better than the chocolate chip.
And then that samples are for kids. Like, look, that I'm not going to lie. I do have one kid that is happy to, when we used to go to Costco, that, hey, they have stuff for you to try is a selling point of going to Costco. But I'm the one who's buying the stuff.
Mm-hmm. Everything's a sample to him. Everything's free for that kid.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, it's not like that. It's like, okay, here's gummy worms to try. You know, it's like that's products that like only adults would buy.
Do you ever sample the food at Costco, though, Rob?
Yeah, I'll try something.
Mm hmm.
Yeah, same. Call me irredeemable because I'm a big sample gal. The quarter.
If you have a sample right there, I'm going to freak out.
I guess, no, unfortunately, I do not. I'm not prepared for this hot take. I think that there's no. I mean, again, maybe this defines it as a hot take because samples are amazing. Samples are the best part of Costco, Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, you name it. Mm-hmm. I do not think this is irredeemable.
Do you get samples at Trader Joe's?
So when I used to live in California, the Trader Joe's near us had samples. I don't know if that was specific to that Trader Joe's, but yeah.
I don't know. It's been a minute, I think, since I've seen anybody doing samples.
Stopped?
Oh, yeah, they do. They have like in the back. Yeah.
They stopped samples because of COVID?
Yes, they have.
I was going to say that. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, so COVID took care of the samples for this person.
Although maybe that's what started the whole Corona was just too many Costco samples.
People too many Costco samples.
What's the other take that we didn't like?
There shouldn't be chocolate chips and chocolate chip cookies.
I mean, they're both hot takes. They're both food related hot takes. They're not garbage. We don't necessarily. I'm trying to envision a chocolate chip cookie with no chocolate chip.
What is chocolate chip cookie dough batter without the chocolate chips? Is it? It's not. I'm not a baker. We need to ask Allie because is this a sugar cookie? Is that a thing? What is chocolate chip cookie without?
It wouldn't be exactly a sugar cookie, but it would be close enough. I feel like
sugar cookies such a are basic, boring
sugar
cookie.
Cookies are gross. Shut gross. Up, Akiva. Don't
well,
even
that's
talk
why
to me.
That's why we started with chocolate chip cookies because we're like the idea of a cookie is nice, but sugar cookies don't really do anything. That's why
sugar
we added chocolate
cookies
chips.
Are my favorite cookie, and you can integrate sprinkles for fun.
Yeah, that makes it worse. We've established this.
I'm not a big sprinkle guy.
I'm upset with Akiva right now.
Do we want to see? To me, these takes are both. Like, they're good takes. I don't agree with them. I wonder if we could, should we swap out a take or should we save our swaps?
Yeah, let's see what happens. Which one would you want to swap out?
That's a good question. Can we swap out both of them, Kirsten?
If you want to.
But we don't know what the punishment is going to be.
It's not like a punishment.
I don't
it's
love just, punishment.
I don't think you're going to like the takes that you swap them out for.
Why? Well,
okay,
then.
I'll give you the information. Every take that you can swap in. Is a hot take generated by the Renap bot?
Oh,
is that the Renap bot was spitting out such like dumb hot takes
so
all week long?
The Renap bot was programmed to give only hot takes for 24 hours this week, and then Dr. Amanda, chose her favorite 12 takes that the RenapBot had programmed into it for hot takes.
Yeah, let's see one. Let's flip that card.
Which one is it going
Fine. So which one should we take out?
And if you take it out, are you taking out that all of that person's takes, or is it just
we're taking out?
Yeah,
we're taking out all that person's takes.
Okay.
Which really means we're just choosing a loser right now, because I don't think we're gonna have the RenapBot win probably.
Mm-hmm.
What should we take out, Liana? Which one should we boot?
I'm trying to think of which one is more of a hot take.
Yeah, which taker do you think is gonna be better going forward? The chocolate chip cookie person? Or the Costco, you're a baby, you're irredeemable sample person. I think that person's going to get like more annoying going forward.
See, I would keep the sample person because I feel like that's what I'm saying. I could almost kind of see like that the samples are there for kids. Okay, I'm kind of with you. You lost me on irredeemable, but no chips and a chocolate chip cookie.
Of the irredeemable thing, though, because that's what I always say. Like that person should be in jail, and then people get mad when I say that. Like I like the throw in a real strong adjective or something at the end. All right, so let's boot the chocolate chip cookie person, Kirsten, and let's put in the RenapBot take here.
Okay, so that is booting Aaron Garfinkel out of the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
The other take of his that I would highlight is people should not wear sweatshirts in temperatures above 55 degrees Fahrenheit. You must
mind your own adapt
to the cold.
Okay.
Okay, so Aaron is out.
Don't tell me what I can't do.
Yeah.
And has been replaced. Sorry, I'm just like, now I'm, I just want to make sure that I'm not messing up for later. Sorry. Okay, the replacement take is, hot take. While you're not cheating on your wife, getting pregnant can be one of the worst things a husband can do to his wife. That's why so many couples get divorced and why they choose to get divorced.
To say it one more time.
While you're not cheating on your wife, getting pregnant can be one of the worst things a husband can do to his wife. That's why so many couples get divorced and why they choose to get divorced.
I mean, it's not wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, but the implication here is like the first person's getting pregnant.
I mean, just following along with that, it's like, look, it's, you know, somehow that this baby was conceived and not planned, and it's not as bad as if you cheated on your wife, but it can really throw a wrench into your marriage having an unexpected baby.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, I was struggling a little bit with the interpretation.
Like, I don't think it's impregnating another woman.
Ah, okay.
Because that would be cheating. Unless it's some sort of artificial insemination or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The RenapBot knows about artificial, so maybe. The reason then that the unplanned pregnancies cause divorce, I don't know the statistics of whether or not that's true, but again, you know, are we here to debate whether the RenapBot is spitting facts? No. Mm-hmm. Is it a hot take? That is the question.
Hmm.
The question is, do we want to hear so many more of the RenapBot?
I'm interested to see where it goes.
We can also boot other people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Imagine the RenapBot wins the hot take tournament. I mean,
it would be funny.
We would know, though, that these are the RenapBot. That we should have. Yeah. Yeah.
You shouldn't have told us who's it was.
The minute I read that, you were going to know, though, is the situation. I was just hoping that
it's fine. It's fine. See if we could have figured it out. All right. I'm going to go with the RenapBot. I think that is a hot take.
Welcome to the quarterfinals, RenapBot.
Yeah. Unexpected pregnancy, not as bad as adultery, but could really throw a monkey wrench into your marriage.
Yeah, it's true.
Who are we knocking out, K-Mac? I can't believe
you knocked out two humans in favor of this. This is, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
David Kershaw has been knocked out.
Who?
Mm-hmm. David Kershaw,
and I would say that the other take of his that I would highlight is that a TV is a better toy for your children than Lego because your kids aren't going to be architects anyway.
Okay. Mm. Can't step on the TV also. Mm-hmm. I'd say twice a day I step on the Legos and it's like the worst part of my day. Mm-hmm. You step on a lot of toys, Rob, in your house?
Oh, lots of Legos. Yeah.
Yeah. It's very annoying.
I disagree that at least the Legos is that could occupy some time.
What is your take, Rob, on, because my wife is very anti-screen time, but I found, like, when we're trapped with these kids for, like, 80 hours a day, like a TV kind of sounds pretty good. Like you could do whatever you want. It really is a great babysitter. These kids will watch like until you stop them.
Yeah. I think, it's a good babysitter.
People are too strict about screen time. Anyway, what's next? Okay. 6 vs. 11.
Next we've got 6 vs. 11. And so we have pizza with only veggies and no meat is not pizza. It could be good or bad depending on your preference, but it shouldn't be discussed as pizza. Versus, it's another two food ones. Dang. Steak is objectively bad.
Disagree with both, but in terms of the hot take, but not do which one gets me going more? Like, which one would I rather engage for? Which person would I rather engage with in a lively discussion about these foods?
Yeah. I heard either of the, if I was at a party and I heard either of these two, I would find another conversation. I would walk right away and not even ask a follow up.
True. But the second person,
I don't want to talk to either of these people.
The second person got their takeoff in 4 words. The first person, was like droning on after we hated already for a whole nother sentence.
The steak is objectively bad. That was the take.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, is this person a vegetarian and steak is bad for whatever reasons, like morally, or I love meat and steak is the worst meat.
Mm-hmm. I think this former, the latter. I think any vegetarian would like Kirsten. You don't eat steak. You don't have an opinion on steak versus hamburgers, do you? Like it's just all nothing to you now.
I think that steak is less gross than hamburgers because people get their hamburgers rare or whatever, and ground beef is a much better vector for disease than steak.
Yeah.
I would say that hamburgers are grosser than steak.
I sort of agree with the steak. Like, I don't think steak is bad, but when we go to a nice restaurant, I will always try and get the good thing on the menu that's not the fancy steak, if that makes any sense.
Why?
And my wife will always get the best steak because to me, it's like this is just a steak. Like, I like more fun things than steak. So steak to me is good but boring.
What are those other things on the menu?
I don't know, maybe the ribs or you know what I mean, like just something that's not like the choicest cut steak or
something that's more messy.
Something that's messy, ideally. Yeah, ideally, if my wife could see me eating with my hands at the nice restaurant, that would be preferable.
Liana, what's your take on these takes?
If I remembered correctly, the vegetables only on pizza take had a little bit of a qualification after it in terms of it might still be good, right?
But it's not pizza if it doesn't have meat.
Right.
Yeah, that's essentially the take. Like, you may think it's good or bad, but it shouldn't be discussed as if it is real pizza.
Okay. Because to me, both takes are similar in their level of hot takeness, but the qualification, I think, doesn't help. So, yeah, I'm going to go with the 4 words steak take.
I disagree that I don't think that steak is objectively bad. I do think that the cooking the steak mini game in Mario Party is the worst mini game in Mario Party for Nintendo Switch. But to say that, mushroom pizza is not pizza, that's just dumb. That makes no sense.
Yeah, it is a hot take, but it is dumb. And also, what about check your not kosher privilege? I can't have pizza with meat. Yeah. I've never had pizza with meat in my life.
You've never had pizza then. You've never had pizza.
I guess, according to this person, I've never eaten pizza.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. And where's this person from? I that you're such a pizza supremacist. I bet they're from Omaha or Topeka, somewhere that doesn't even have good pizza.
Yeah. My wife didn't send this in, right?
No. Okay. Let me look them up and see if I can tell you where they're from.
Yeah, while you do that, so your wife got tagged in a lot of Renap tweets this week by what I would call narcs.
Yeah.
People, because we had a poll, we didn't really mention this at the beginning, but this was a listener's choice selection. They picked the hot take off over season 3, episode 7 of Family Guy and season 3, episode 7 of The Sopranos, which I didn't mention in the poll could potentially involve your wife, but a lot of people felt
it would have been hard to work out the timing.
Mm-hmm. But was she? She
would have done it. She would have done it. It would have been hard to work out the timing.
That's good to know going forward. Yeah. But next time
we may do a Sopranos recap in the Patreon podcast feed sometime soon. Not season 3, episode 7.
Oh, just one Sopranos episode.
Maybe the pilot.
Mm-hmm. That's fun.
Or if people said season 1, episode 5, college.
No, that's a classic.
I know it's a classic, but I feel like
there's no way. I'm gonna guess, Liana, you have seen Sopranos, and Kirsten, you have not.
I have. My
100% correct. I have not seen it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So right. We're getting rid of the pizza.
Yeah, we're booting the pizza guy.
So that is Ed Yousefi, I think.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And they're from Chicago, according to their Twitter bio.
Oh, deep dish.
Okay. So there's deep dish meat pizza, but no deep dish deep dish vegetable pizza.
I want to know, like, what's their opinion on like a plain cheese pizza? That's
not
that's
pizza. What I like needs know. Meat. Like,
yeah, but it says with only veggies and no meat. It doesn't necessarily say just a pizza with no meat. So, like,
you think veggies invalidates the pizza altogether? That seems crazy to me.
Yeah, that's what the take says. That's what they've written down. Their other take, and
are all foods either a salad or a sandwich? I guess once you put...
No, it's soup or a sandwich. Who brought salad into this?
I mean, it was pizza, but now you put broccoli on there. Now it's a salad.
And to be fair, pizza is a sandwich, right, Kirsten?
Yeah, it's an open-faced grilled cheese sandwich. It's clear as day. The easiest one to justify.
Yeah, sure.
So this person, the take I'm going to read now is honestly the reason why I included them in the bracket, because I thought this was one of the funniest things I've ever read in my entire life. Okay. So this take is, Kirsten McInnes is too direct and not overly apologetic enough to be Canadian. She's probably from Detroit or Minneapolis and escaped to Canada for safety and privacy.
Hmm. That was the pizza guy, one of his takes?
Yeah, that was one of his takes.
So I guess a mild insult of you is the best way to get in the bracket going forward.
I don't think
she was insulted.
No, it's funny. It's funny.
I want to know, why is Canada safe and private compared to other places? I want to know why I had to escape. I just feel like there's a backstory here of my own life that I'd like to know.
Mm. There was a take that caught my eye when I opened up the doc, Rob.
Yeah.
Which was about Liana, which was that somebody said Liana should run for president. He would, but like in support of Liana, he would vote for Liana if she ran for president. But then when they were asked for their pronouns, they wrote Mr., which made me laugh also.
Oh, when they put in their pronouns, they put in like sir and something else. I almost included them in the
some
bracket,
but
they
didn't know what pronouns were.
When they put the pronoun part in as something so uncomfortable, I said, never mind, I won't address you.
You're talking about somebody else.
But now Akiva has forced it.
Well, if I am elected president, you can.
I thought it was.
I'm fine with that.
To be fair, I thought it was.
They didn't put Mister as their.
No, somebody wrote Mister. And to be fair, I wasn't. I thought they just were uninformed.
Liana, are you here to declare today a exploratory committee for 2024?
Now I'm not.
You want a primary Biden? He is a man. He is old.
Hey. Mm. And I hear we're grandfathering them in.
We don't know.
I can't remember what we decided.
No, that take went through. All the men have to step down.
Yeah, not to flex for Liana, but I believe she will not be old enough in 2024 to run for president.
Oh,
no, medical I won't.
2028.
All right, well, that's fine. You know, we're just going to explore for a while.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, so what do we do? What are we up to here?
So now we're up to the 3 versus 14.
Mm-hmm.
And we have as follows. The school you go to as a child should not be based on proximity to your house, but should be a random lottery so that quality of education is not determined by your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Versus bagels make for better tacos than tortillas.
No one's going to say anything about that.
Bagels make for bagels? Better tacos than tortillas. What are people not going to say anything about? The bagels?
No, nothing. I'm not going to say
it. He doesn't like how I say bagel because I have an accent because he's dick.
All right.
Oh, salsa, baby.
Yeah.
Wait, so say it one more time. Bagels, what did you say, Kirsten? Bagels are...
They make for better tacos than tortillas. So I think that
why would they be a good taco? They have a big hole in the middle.
Yeah.
I don't understand this take.
Did they draw a picture?
But the temperature of the take like cannot be disputed.
So I think if I interpret this correctly, it is that taco... The contents of a taco go better on a bagel than they do in a tortilla.
I think that they're saying like that you're gonna. It's Taco Tuesday. Don't get out tortillas. Get a bagel. And then you eat it on a bagel because that the actual bagel is better for holding the taco stuff.
Well, like also, how many tacos do you eat on Taco Tuesday? It's not one taco, right?
Mm-hmm.
If someone other than me, a disgusting pig, is eating like four bagels, that's insane, mm-hmm. right? That's just so like yeah. It really limits the amount of tacos you could eat if tacos are now bagels.
Yeah. The first idea, I think the heart is in the right place, but could you imagine you forget the lottery and it's like, all right, there's a school across the street from me. Hey kids, we're going to a school 45 minutes away back and forth every day.
Yeah, this was not written by a parent. There's mm-hmm. definitely some truth there, but I agree. It is frustrating if you have a long, you know, a lot of us have had like long rides to school.
I feel like the heart is in the right place, but the lottery, I feel like that ain't it. I'd rather have DMV bingo.
What if it's half decided by like your location, but then the other half is like you are there's spots at every school eligible for some sort of lottery or something?
I think as president, I would just make sure that schools are not mm-hmm. funded based on property taxes, therefore circumventing this ultimate issue.
So schools are equally good, basically. Or something.
Exactly. I think this is maybe a better way to accomplish the goal than a lottery, random chance.
Mm-hmm. Mm. But I mean, Liana in terms of in hot charge. Take, yeah. I mean, obviously, just exploratory.
Yes.
In terms of hot takes, though, the school versus what was the other one, Kirsten?
The taco.
Oh yes, the tacos. I feel like the taco one makes me more angry. Does that mean that it's a hot mm-hmm. take? Like I could imagine holding like ground beef, which I think then makes it a taco based on the
and grosses Kirsten out.
And exactly holding a bagel with like the ground beef falling through the middle of the mm-hmm. bagel.
Liana, would you cut the bagel in half and then sort of like have like the bottom layer of the bagel and then the taco meat and then cheese, tomato, and then the other half of the bagel? Or would you take the one open bottom half of the bagel and then you folding it in half?
Ooh, yeah, that's a good question. Like, you're talking about the assembly of the thing.
Yeah, like, how are you using a bagel as a taco?
Yeah, I guess I was thinking that I would cut it in half, put all the toppings, kind of like a tostada.
I could see that more. Yeah.
And then put the top on, but I still feel like I'm going to lose a lot. I should ask Puya, the bagel expert, if he thinks that this would be...
If he's ever prepared a taco bagel.
Have either of you ever had meat with a bagel before? Have you ever had meat in a bagel?
What do you define as meat? I definitely had like a turkey sandwich on a bagel.
You have? Okay, fine.
Oh, I've had bacon.
I don't think I've ever had like ground beef. I've had sausage.
This could be a sort of related to a kosher thing where bagel stores are generally dairy versus, you know, all kosher restaurants are dairy or meat.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never had meat on a bagel. You could have a deli sandwich in a bagel. Mm-hmm. I think that's fine, but I've never done.
I've had tuna fish or egg salad on a bagel. Yeah, I guess that's
bagel because fish is dairy.
But I'm just saying like consistency wise, I feel like that it's not totally dissimilar from taco meat. You mm-hmm. have that on a bagel. Put the bagel taco through.
Okay.
That's what I say.
What was the other one? Bagel taco versus
school
the lottery?
Yeah.
I think the lottery is more of a correct take than a hot take. I don't think that's... I think it's something that's discussed a lot. So I'll go with the bagel also. I have one question for Kirsten.
Yes.
Is a sprinkle a soup or a sandwich?
So this is where you get into it. So are you talking about a sprinkle as a standalone food? Because I don't know that a sprinkle is a standalone food. It's normally not a single sprinkle, however. So it would be a container of numerous. I think a container of sprinkles would be a soup.
Yeah, soup.
It's a condiment. It's like, is salt and pepper, is that a soup or a sandwich?
It's just like, do condiments or seasonings technically count as food? Like, because you're not eating them on their own, right? Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's just a separate discussion.
Mm-hmm.
They're all soup. Also, Puya said, I asked, can you make a taco on a bagel? He said, hell to the effing no.
Oh!
So,
wow.
Are you in on school lottery then?
I didn't ask about that. Less expertise there, I think. Mm-hmm. But I think that makes it, again, I think that makes it a hot take. So I'll make it 3-3. I'll vote for the taco bagel as well.
Perfect. So you have eliminated Agent Chris from the bracket.
Former guest, future guest.
Who is it?
AJ. AJ Norris.
AJ Norris on the school. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And so the other take of his that I will highlight
is... on political campaigns.
So he knows what's up. So his other take that I'll highlight is, stop buying your children fish as pets. You're sentencing that poor creature to death.
Oh, you know, that's a good question that my son asked me the other day. And he has some good census questions. He had asked me, Dad, are aquariums jails for fish?
Oh my God.
So I didn't really think of it that way. I mean, they didn't do anything wrong.
I mean, we don't know that.
I think it depends on how big the aquarium is.
Yeah.
Okay. Need to have a podcast about those big questions.
Well, I think in Finding Nemo, the fish tried to escape, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they seemed quite happy in the tank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know.
They said they have no memory.
They didn't seem to care until Nemo arrived and was like, I need to get to the ocean.
Yeah, he had to get back to his dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, well,
three meals a day, no predators. I don't think the aquarium would be that bad.
I want to know how long goldfish live, like, on their own.
Well, I mean, goldfish can get really big, too, if they're not, like, trapped in a small tank. Which
doesn't grow to the size of their, whatever they're contained in.
Mm-hmm. The other thing to think of, what if you're a goldfish, you're just living your life, and then all of a sudden, someone buys you to feed to your, like, carnivorous fish, and then you've just, your whole life has been to feed another fish.
Mm. Circle life, baby.
Circle of life, baby.
Okay.
Let's go for the 7 versus 10. We're almost done this first round. It'll go faster after this. So the first take we have is, road trips are dumb and annoying. You should never drive more than 4 hours for a vacation.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fun. Or long distance relationships are healthier than those that are not long distance.
Okay.
So two things about long distances, not about food.
All right. Liana, as someone who has recently experienced a long distance relationship and a short distance relationship, do you want to weigh in on this?
Okay. So I also have experienced. Should I get him for this? Do we want his opinion on this?
No.
Also, we need, for the bagels. Well, the thing is, too, is that also in order to visit him, I was also taking a lot of road trips. So I feel like I have some intimate knowledge with both of these subjects. So, I mean, the road trips are more out of a necessity thing, but I like driving. I like road trips. So, I disagree with the hot take, but is it super fire? I think the one that's more interesting to me is that long distance relationships are better than
in-person. Was it better or healthier?
It says healthier, which I would assume that healthier is better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. So that one, I mean, that to me is that's a hotter take. Like, that's interesting.
I would like to know more about this person and like where they came up with this.
I like the word healthier because I feel like that the long distance keeps you on your toes. I've done a long distance relationship that when I moved to Los Angeles, there was a year and a half when Nicole was still in New York, and probably like once a month she would come and visit me. And, you know, that's like a real jolt. It's a lot of excitement. Like, you know, that, you're here. This is great. You're counting down to stuff. You could get in a rut when you're together all the time.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you're trapped in the house for like a year together.
I like the choice of that word, healthier.
In addition to that, you also have to work on your communication skills, because you can't just be together in the same room. You have to be talking and interacting and coming up with things to do. You really get to know the person super well. You have to build trust with the other person because you're apart. So I don't know. Maybe I agree with the take. Does that make it that's not a hot take? I don't know.
No, it's like, oh, I didn't really think of it. But now that we're like diving in, like, yeah, this is making some sense.
Are you going to walk over to Nicole like, hey, I think I'm going to move to Boston.
Like, can we go back to Canada?
Yeah.
One annoying thing, because you were in a long distance relationship a zillion years ago, Rob, would be
not a zillion years ago.
No, but you'll hear what I'm saying in 1 second,
right.
Which is like the FaceTime issue now would be a big issue for me. Like the fact that you probably like a lot of people are expected in a long distance relationship to like be on FaceTime for like 2 hours a night. That's 2 more hours than I would ever want to be on FaceTime.
Mm-hmm.
Versus there's a finite amount of time you could be on a call, and also you could sort of semi-ignore that person. While like watch a game or something, like the FaceTime issue is a real issue in long distance relationships.
Right. So yeah, with a lot of phone calls. But yeah, I mean, you don't have to FaceTime.
It depends on your partner.
Yeah.
I would like to say that I saw a tweet earlier that was like, take a picture like a toddler takes a picture. And the examples did look like Akiva on a FaceTime because you never get to see his whole face anyway.
That's true.
Okay. All right. So I think I am on board with the road trips are fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, depends if you have kids or not.
So is this the consensus? You're going with the long distance relationships are healthier?
That's
I think there's more debate there. Yeah, there's more hot.
Okay, perfect. So then the person who's been eliminated from the takeoff is Tim Flynn. Mm-hmm. And the other take that I would like to highlight from him is people spend too much time worrying about pants. All pants look the same and the top of the outfit is 10 times more important.
Hmm.
Okay. I like that.
All pants look the same. That was wild to me.
Probably true.
I guarantee you it's not. But okay.
I got dressed in the dark. I got dressed in the dark yesterday. I left the house and my wife's like, why are you wearing those pants? Where do you get them from? And I said, we bought them together at the store like last year. And she's like, no, we didn't. And then I looked down and realized I was wearing khaki pants, not black pants.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I own like five pairs of the exact same pants because I agree. Like, mm-hmm. I don't care. It's the same. I just wear the same pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody ever sees me from the waist down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so even like, yeah. Right. If you're working in the coal mine, though, that might be different. But yeah.
Sure. Sure. I was going to have a call back to the opening of the show, but I will abstain.
Yeah, with those pants.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go. This is the last matchup of the first round here.
Yes. Yes.
We've got the 2 vs. 15, and we've got all food is better at or near room temperature. Ice cream is better melted, and steaming hot food is hard to taste and painful.
Mm-hmm.
Versus
better teeth.
Jenga should be played with fragile glass pieces so that there are higher stakes. Whoever loses has to clean up the broken glass.
Oh, no.
I hate the first take so much. I am like a big food temperature snob. I want stuff that's hot, scalding. I put stuff in the freezer before I eat it. So all food should be eaten at room temperature is garbage to me.
Would you say this is a room temperature take or a hot take, though, Rob?
This is a freezing cold take.
Yeah, is this room temperature like 25 degrees C, like room temperature, 70 degrees Celsius?
Leona, like, do you like a big heaping spoonful of sprinkles on your melted ice cream?
It's a soup, I think, Kirsten, yes. Right? You just mix them together, like a soup with croutons. Yeah, the melted, it's so interesting because the melted ice cream in and of itself is a hot take. Like, melted ice cream is better than frozen ice cream. That's really outrageous. I am notorious for trying to eat food before it is cooled off. So I will put it in my mouth. It's too hot. And then Puya chastises me for it. But again, like, it gets you going. Right. So I think this is a hot take, by definition. Well, yeah, that too, hot food.
Akiva, listen to this. My brother-in-law, my sister's husband, will buy like a pint of Haagen-Dazs and leave it on the counter until it melts and then just drink like a milkshake.
Oh, no.
That is not like a milkshake.
Yeah, I will say that there are certain types of ice cream that are good in the liquid.
Yes.
But that's not the right way to eat it. Like, it's not the better way to eat it.
Are you experimenting with melted? You're like, okay, this is our next bracket. Melted ice cream bracket?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Bob, is your sister safe? Does she need help?
Also, and also that she said that he like makes like Jell-O pudding, but doesn't like put it like to chill. We'll just like make the pudding mix and then drink that also.
This man is not okay. This man needs therapy. This man, honestly, here's the thing.
He's a nice guy.
He should be in jail.
As Akiva would say, mm-hmm. yes.
Or institutionalized in some other way.
I don't think aquarium.
Yeah.
The general population.
Mm-hmm.
So we have room temperature versus...
room temperature versus Jenga made of fragile glass.
We haven't even gotten to this
yet. Yeah. I mean,
this is almost a joke. This is like a joke.
It's like a joke, but you know, if this was like streamed on like Twitch, like like two people playing Jenga with glass blocks, people would watch.
You're watching. Yeah. I agree. One. You're watching once.
It should be an Olympic event.
One of my big pet peeves in general is too much glass breaking in my house. We have a broken glass here at least once a week. It gets under, you know, it'll fall in the kitchen. It gets under the oven. We spend a lot of time cleaning up glass.
You hear that guy who says glue is over?
It shatters, though. That's very hard to glue back together. Yeah. I think, that's the question is when they break the Jenga pieces, is it just a complete shatter? Mm-hmm. How big are the pieces? That might determine. Because if it's like aerosolized, that's clearly not safe.
Yeah.
And then I mean, as opposed to large chunks of glass, obviously very safe.
Each set of Jenga is good for one play only, basically, at this point, because like they're all breaking at the end of the game.
Whoever
it's like
loses
a disposable Jenga set. It's a lot of glass also. If the whole thing is glass, that is, by the end of the game, first of all, are we playing Jenga with like
glass materials?
A lot of lawsuits involved here.
I'm trying to. What's a material that could be useful that still has that same falling apart effect? I guess though the high stakes is really what makes glass Jenga, you know, what it is.
Why not just go further? Why not like make it on fire? Like it explodes when you know it's a bomb when it hits the ground. Like this is.
When this game of Jenga is over, you and your entire family will be dead.
Everyone needs to die for Jenga to have stakes.
To be honest.
Die.
I don't know how much more nerve-wracking glass Jenga is than wood Jenga. Like when you're playing a wood Jenga game, your hand could be shaking, and then that's the loudest noise in the whole world when that wooden thing falls down because everybody's quiet, everybody's like staring at it. So it is jarring when the thing falls down to begin with.
It's already, the stakes are already high enough.
Yeah.
The terrible stakes are already high enough.
That being said, I'd still go with that over the room temperature food.
Interesting. I'm going to go with room temperature food and let this be the first one where it's a split and let Liana decide.
So again, I'm trying to go back to what I think of as the definition of a hot take. I feel like you are both more passionate, or at least Rob was especially more passionate with the food. And I think to be passionate about an opinion, like that's what makes it a hot take. So I'm going to go with the food on this one as well. I want to hear what else this person has to say.
Okay, perfect. So you have eliminated Sam Shafi. And another take that I will highlight is that the NFL should change the rules to be touch football so that children and senior citizens can play.
Akiva.
I like how this person doesn't want women involved still, just children and senior citizens.
Yeah, so let me just get this straight. So this person is against tackling in football and wants Jenga to be with all glass pieces.
Yes. Yes.
That's one person.
Mm-hmm. That's the same person.
Mm-hmm. Tackle football, too dangerous. Make all the blocks in Jenga made of glass that will shatter.
Can we hear a third take from Sam? I want to know which direction it goes in.
Let me get back. Sorry, I now have
to. Well, I don't think this is necessarily a safety thing. It's just an inclusion thing. Like, both children and senior citizens can play with glass Jenga pieces, and now they can also play football.
Yeah.
A third take from Sam. There should be police airplanes that pull over commercial flights and give pilots speeding tickets if they're flying too fast. How do you get a ticket in the air?
Yeah, that's usually one of my big complaints. Like, the plane was going way too fast.
Yeah, we got there so quickly, I had to wait for my bag.
The guy must have been going 700 up there.
I like, this guy is funny though, Sam. Well, let's hear Sam's fourth take.
Oh, God. Sam's fourth take. Sam's fourth take was that your best nickname is Kiwi Weens.
Yeah, okay.
That's true, though.
That's what he was going to have for the championship? I don't think.
No. The fourth take was the NFL one.
Oh, okay, fine.
Because, yeah, if it wasn't for the tackling, I feel like a lot of like children and senior citizens would fit right in the NFL.
I do hear from a lot of 85-year-old people, but like, I wish they played 2-and-touch so I could still, I would be competitive. It, like, tackling is the issue, not like the 4.34s they run.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Imagine the combine would be so different.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a good idea. The old people combine is a funny idea.
Oh my God.
Hey, Grandpa, how fast of a 40 can you run?
Mm-hmm.
And with walkers or without walkers? I'm gonna ask my grandfather how fast he thinks he could run the 40.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Put him in the race with Puya and Mike.
Not a bad idea.
It'd be really funny if the grandpa won.
Do we have one more first round matchup?
No, that's it.
That was the last first round matchup. We're into the second round now. Things start moving faster now. Okay. I feel like the first round takes a long time, but then now we're in it, you know? Okay, so now let's go. This one is the first seed versus the ninth seed. And we've got reboots should not exist. It's better to miss something than to wish it had never come back.
Okay.
Versus, there is only one ocean, and it is absurd that we've given it 5 different names.
Oh, that's interesting. Now, did we give it 5 different names?
Let's see if we can name the oceans. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pacific Ocean, Atlantic Ocean.
The Indian and the Arctic. Ocean. Yeah.
Indian,
is there a fifth ocean?
Billy Ocean.
Billy Ocean. Yeah. Frank Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
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 Are there 11?
How many oceans are there? Is this science?
The oceans.
Yeah. Historically, there are 4 named ocean basins. However, most countries are now recognizing the southern Antarctic as a fifth ocean.
Mm-hmm. I guess maybe if you're
a kid, you know, you say there's 5 oceans.
And then if they're talking about the 7 seas, it looks like the Pacific is split into North and South. And then,
I could see there being a number of seas.
Split into North and South.
Yeah, there's the Caspian Sea.
Yeah. I like the take about the oceans. It's one ocean.
What are they all connected?
Yeah.
Like New York telephone. I think I don't know. I have to look at a globe. Hold on. Do people still have globes in their house? I don't, but do people still
I wish I had one here.
One ocean.
Yeah, I agree.
One of the funniest moments actually on the Kowski Cast 100 that came out is allegedly at one point I said, I'm going to get out a globe later. That's the only way I'll consume geography. I have no recollection of saying it, but it was a funny moment.
Globes only.
Globes only. Mm.
What was the first take?
The first take was that reboots should not be made. It's better to miss something than to like be upset that it got ruined.
Looks like they're all connected.
Yeah,
like,
they're all connected. There's one
the
ocean.
Reboots of the ocean.
There's no stopping.
Yeah. The reboots are all connected. Yeah. They're all in the same universe.
Liana, what's the best
reboot?
There's
no stopping the reboot, that's for sure.
Oh, the best reboot.
Yeah, like, what's the best one? What's the success story of the reboots?
Well, that's a good question because I don't think anybody's thinking like, oh yeah, that was better than the original. Yeah.
You know what I think it is? Battlestar Galactica, Akiva.
The reboot of Battlestar Galactica is bomb.com. It's so good.
Because
what are you talking about? When you're talking about the one from the Beats, whatever Battlestar Galactica, or the one from, you know, the one that Dwight Schrute likes.
That was the original.
That's how you refer to the Battlestar Galactica, and it beats Battlestar Galactica because Dwight Schrute likes it? That's how you describe it?
The only way people know it nowadays is from Dwight Schrute.
No, that's not true.
Battlestar Galactica has been lost.
What they did was smart. They took something that nobody really liked. It was kind of like a cult thing that only some people had even heard of. And it's like, okay, this thing sucked, but we can actually make it good. Every other reboot is, here's something that was good, and then they end up making it suck.
Mm-hmm. And they did a smart thing with Battlestar Galactica because it was Stargate SG-1, Stargate Atlantis, and Battlestar Galactica all on one night, and it was like amazing.
Who knew Liana was really gonna strike a chord with her?
I know. I get really excited when you guys talk about Stargate SG-1 on the podcast. It's like a moment.
Liana from science or Liana from science fiction?
I dabble a little bit in both, but it's all connected, much like the ocean.
Yes.
Yes.
Perfect.
Anyway, but yeah, the reboot thing, like, especially I'm a huge Arrested Development fan, and the reboot of Arrested Development is like, you should have just left it alone. You know what I mean? So,
Akiva, what do you think is the best reboot?
Well, I was thinking, what are bad things that we could reboot, like, and make them good? Like the Kevin Costner film Waterworld. Like, people thought that would be good.
That's One Ocean. See?
Yeah, what if we rebooted Waterworld, but made it good? But you brought up Battlestar Galactica. Like, it's so much more famous than the original that I didn't even know what you were talking about. So, like, they're almost taking IP that wasn't beloved and, like, making it good.
Yes, that's why that was a success story. Everything else takes something that was beloved and then tries to bring it back.
Well, I think they should bring back Lost. I think you could make a better Lost. I know Lost is a truly beloved show, but it goes off the rails. And what if you made Lost with no science fiction? Sorry to Liana. And then Lost would be good.
Lost without science fiction.
Yeah, no polar bears on the island, just like a story about people and not like different time travel and stuff, and it would be much better.
So, like Survivor.
Okay.
Yeah, just make it Survivor.
Does a cover song count as a reboot?
I don't think so. Let's see. Best movie remakes and reboots of all time. So should they not? I think that the One Ocean, I like that. These are both good.
Yeah, I like the Ocean take better. Was the Pirates of the Caribbean, like, originally some garbage Disney property and then they made
it? It was a ride.
It was just a ride. Okay, yeah, it wasn't original.
I would say that was an adaptation then.
Not a reboot.
Yeah.
Because you can't say, like, the movie was much better than the ride. That doesn't make any sense.
you could not say that.
Have you been on the ride, though?
Yeah.
Sure.
Do you even know? I think
it's very long.
The Ocean take is more unique also, because I think that the reboot take, while I personally agree with it, I do like it. I think that the Ocean, I never would have thought of that. It's only One Ocean.
There's One Ocean. Ironically, Ocean's 11 is a reboot.
That's true.
And maybe more popular than the original.
Oh, it's I think it's more popular.
Mm-hmm. Better.
And then did they ruin it with 12 and 13? I don't know.
Yeah.
What's the one with just the ladies, Ocean's 8?
Yeah. Is Robin Akiva Need a Podcast a reboot of the Seinfeld poster recap?
I think so. I think it's just the same people doing the show.
It's not a reboot, because it would be a reboot if it was, like, if we found, like, a Rob type and an Akiva type and got them to do a rewatch podcast of Seinfeld.
Put that on the wheel. Yeah, as opposed to a Kristen McGinnis type.
I mean, well, not also, just, like, the concept of me saying no to being on Renap is just so wild. I was like, you don't need any pull to get me. Like, if they invite me to Renap, I'm going to be there. Like,
in case you pass. Or go to your backup.
Yeah, I was like, what are you talking about? Like, me pass?
Okay.
No,
so we're going to go with the Oceans.
That Ocean guy's in the semifinals. Who got knocked out, Kirsten?
Okay, Ocean guy is in the semifinals.
I'm assuming the gender of this anonymous person. It could definitely be.
The person that has been eliminated is Will Harrington, and one more take of his that I will share is it should be more expensive for children aged 2 to 12 to travel than adults. It should cost more for them.
Okay. Why?
Because they ruin the travel experience for everybody else.
Boy, I think that'd be a tough sell. That we are United Airlines. We've announced that we are doubling the price for children to travel on our airline.
It's a PR nightmare.
They're ruining the flight for our adult passengers.
Oh, well, they have adult-only resorts. What about adult-only flights?
I think they've tried it. I think it's just when you cut out a big potential customer base, it doesn't for the bottom line. I think, like, imagine the commercials, like Southwest Airlines, F your kids. Like,
yeah.
And adults only. Like, I don't think it. And, like, flights are begging for people to go on them right now. Like, airlines are hemorrhaging money. Like, why are they cutting out a big part of their customer base?
Yeah. I don't know. I think I'd rather be on the flight with kids than the adults only flight.
Yeah, I know. Imagine the creeps that are on that flight.
Oh, God. Okay. Anyways, let's move to the next one.
Four-hour road trips really stink. That's why I'm flying adults only.
I mean, that plane would get pulled over, but not because...
okay. The So the next pairing we have is the 5 seed versus the replacement 13th seed, which is the Renata spot.
Yes.
I forgot about that. So we have got, here are the takes. Plates are a waste of money because you can eat anything out of a bowl. Versus, shut up, Tim is definitely your Twitter baby.
Yeah, I think that I definitely disagree with the first one. And the second one, I could see it.
Wait, I just want you to know.
Yeah.
If we let the Renapa win this tournament, people will be very annoyed.
No, they won't.
They will Why? Be very annoyed.
Why will they be annoyed?
All right, fine.
Shut up, Tim is our Twitter baby is a much better take than we should get rid of plates and eat everything out of a bowl.
Do you think Shut Up Tim should cut his Shrek mentions from 30 a day to like 3 or 4, though? Because he's really like, you know, it's like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, like they it's their first day in office. Like, I can't support them until they find out their opinion on the Shrek movie. Every tweet is about Shrek.
Is that a fan fiction tweet or that was a real tweet?
It's a real tweet.
I think that did happen, actually.
Mm-hmm. No, he tweets. Any tweet that comes up,
but we're responsible because we encouraged it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, monster. Yeah.
Well, that
or
your Twitter baby,
or an ogre.
Yes.
You love this woman, don't you?
Yes.
You want to hold her?
Yes.
Please. Yes. Then you got to try a little tenderness.
Yeah, we have some blood on our hands.
True.
We're responsible. We did this.
He's your baby. Your Twitter baby. Discipline him.
Let me ask you guys a question because I'm very confused.
Okay.
Why are plates more expensive than bowls? What is this person talking about?
No. The person did not say
hear it again?
That plates are more expensive. They just said that it's a waste of money to have both plates and bowls because off of a plate you could eat out of a bowl.
Yeah. Well, okay. How big of a bowl do I need? Okay, let's have pizza. All right, now I'm eating pizza out of a bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the middle. Is the pizza box a plate or is it a bowl? When the sides are folded up, it could be construed as a bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. You eat soup out of it? If you can't eat soup out of it, it's not a bowl. Would you eat soup out of the pizza box?
It would leak.
Yeah.
That would be a bit of a problem.
Yeah. No. And not like everything's a soup except, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you could only have bowls or only have plates, I agree you should probably have a bowl because a bowl can take care of a lot of things. But how expensive? I mean, maybe it's not good for the environment. How expensive is having a few plates? Like, how many plates do you have in your house, Kirsten?
I have 4 dinner plates and 4 small plates.
Mm-hmm.
They came in a box.
Yeah. It's not like I'm spending half my paycheck every month on plates and bowls. I don't know what this person, like, is this a big problem in society?
Mm-hmm. Well, is this a person who only uses like paper plates and paper bowls? I've heard that that's a thing where people don't want to do the dishes. So they'll just have all disposable cookware and plates and all that.
I heard there are people that do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hot take.
Yeah.
So wait, what was the take again about the bowls?
It's just that it's a waste of money to have both plates and bowls. You should just have bowls.
No, you know what? Imagine going to this person's house and you're going to sit down and you're going to have a meal and then like, are there plates in here? Like, no. I have all bowls. Like, all right, you're a crazy person. You're a lunatic.
An all bowl household.
Yeah.
Bowls only.
I don't think you get past that with that person.
Mm.
I think they're always the person that doesn't believe in having plates at their house.
I mean, are you going to cut off a friendship because of that?
Yeah, you call them. I don't know if you call them a friendship, but like in their group chat.
But if you were like
no plate patty over here is
no plate patty.
If you were on a date at this person's house, I think you definitely file that away.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a knock against long distance relationships because you may never learn about their no plate having home.
True.
Can you imagine on 90 Day Fiance, someone comes to America for the first time only to discover that their fiance only has bowls and no plate?
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad idea. I do think for the long day relationship take, I do think you should be allowed a tour through the person's kitchen just to see what's happening there.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, what if they don't use forks or bowls or something like that? Like, you'd want to know that before you moved in with them.
That's why I changed my setup so everyone can see my kitchen.
We can see a fake cat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That's a cookie jar. It's a dog.
Yeah.
Oh, a dog.
Oh, you don't have a Shrek cookie jar.
I don't have a Shrek cookie jar, but I have a dog cookie jar. It doesn't say anything.
Yeah. Shut up, Tim is our Twitter baby.
He's your Twitter baby.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of different meanings of that. He doesn't mean to be a literal baby. Like, we also stand a king cake baby. So, yeah, he's sort of like a person that is a character on Twitter. I say that Shut Up Tim is our Twitter baby more so than you should only have balls and not plates.
I wish this was going up against the better take, honestly, because I'm not a fan of just letting their nat bot sail through.
What do you have against their nat bot?
I have nothing against their nat bot, but the Bulls take makes no sense to me. It is almost hot in that it's so stupid. But I'll say Bulls, but I don't think it's going to win. Liana, what do you think?
This is tough because I think in terms of just looking at the takes themselves, I think that the bowl take sparked more discussion, the Bulls versus plates. However, the Renat bot is a big fan of mine. Again,
we are the city.
We are the city. Another reason to blind our studies. I just want to hear what else the Renat bot has to offer. So I'm going to go with the Twitter baby. Shut up, Tim is Twitter baby.
Okay. Perfect. So let me update that.
Plus, it's hilarious if the Renat bot wins.
Oh my God.
And I want to
let the Renat bot win.
I want to still live in the universe where that's a possibility.
Okay, well, it's still a possibility, and Goldie has been eliminated from the bracket.
Very recent guest.
And I am going to share one more take from Goldie, which is that Canadians should get to pick the president of America, because there's less of us, and it would be faster, and we'd be better at it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do your elections go faster?
Yeah.
We normally find out day of. We don't have the electoral college situation. We do have a first past the post system, which is, you know, not the best way to do things. But I don't know. Yeah.
They also don't call elections till like very soon before the actual election. They don't have like a whole 2 years.
We don't. It's not like a set date or time when the election would happen, because our elections are not tied to historical agricultural schedules.
That Goldie send the an election take. Her last name is Paul.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Goldie Paul.
Matic.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
What's the next matchup?
The next matchup is the 6 seed versus the 3 seed.
Okay.
And so we've got the Rambo movies are actually dramas. They are not action movies. Versus having 7+ children should be illegal.
I've never seen the Rambo movies.
Yeah, I kind of feel like who cares about the Rambo movies? A drama, like who's going to die on that hill? Like, that is not a drama. That is an action movie.
At least they died. Sorry, just quoting.
Yeah. Like I could see the difference between it's not a drama, it's a comedy. I could see that being a hot take, but what I mean, Leon, have you ever like really put something in a category of no, that's not drama, that's action? What do I work in, Blockbuster Video?
Yeah, the last time anybody cared was Blockbuster.
Right, I don't have to categorize these so stringently. I think it can definitely. I think it could be both. I mean, are they saying that like, oh, it's definitely not an action movie because
it says not action movie.
I mean, that's just incorrect. But do I care? How, like, when's the last time I cared about the Rambo movies?
Rambo crosses multiple genres.
Chris, the next one was going to be Rambo's a Christmas movie, and then we're going to have to hear about it at Christmas time.
I think someone did have a take that included Rambo and Christmas. I won't lie. The other one is that having 7 or more children should be illegal.
Kiva, how do you feel about that?
Well, I'd be very nervous if my wife would have triplets if we have another kid. What would happen? Like, is this which kid is the last kid that comes
Akiva,
out? That kid's
doesn't
illegal?
Robert Saleh have 7 kids?
Having a 7th kid, yes. Yeah. The Jets' new coach is having
so
a 7th kid.
I don't want him to go to jail.
Definitely not. No, for sure not. We don't want him to go to jail. Do you go to? But when they say illegal, like, does the kid get taken away? Do you
get a ticket?
Go to jail.
Do the parents go to jail? Does only one? Maybe
it should be like some sort of like luxury tax of like if you go over 7, then you have to pay like more taxes.
Yeah, like what if like the parents can't both go to jail together? Then who's watching all 7 kids? So maybe it's like one, like a year in jail for them. A year. No, I mean, I'm not endorsing this.
They take shifts in jail.
Yeah. Shifts in jail, basically.
After 7, you have to start giving them to people who can't have children. who want
after
them.
With the seventh one.
Yeah.
My friend had three, and then he had two more, and he was only trying to have one, and then he had a fifth accidentally. So now I'm nervous that if I have a fifth kid, I could accidentally have a sixth and a seventh.
It's not as bad as cheating on his wife.
Plus, I would be up $20 if I had a fifth, sixth, and seventh kid, because Rob would owe me $20 from a bet. Yeah, I don't know. I don't like that take.
Why would you get the $20 if you had more kids?
We made a bet.
You bet that I would have a kid.
No, I think it's whoever has the next kid, who gets the $20. I forget the bet. Oh,
okay. Is that what it was?
Someone tracked the bets.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like either of these takes. It's too late to swap a take, right?
Well, we can't.
I mean,
swap.
if you wanted to swap,
well, I'm going to swap for Renapbot.
Is it more Renapbot?
Yeah.
Could we put somebody else in the hot takeoff instead of them?
Is it too late to do that because we're already in? Like, did we have to do the swap?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think? Could we hear the matching first take and go off the strength of the first take?
We'll use that as the tiebreaker. I
agree.
Absolutely, yes. Okay, so for this, it is the bagels make for better tacos than tortillas.
Oh, that was a rough one.
Steak is objectively bad.
Oh, okay.
So steak is objectively bad goes with the 7+ children being illegal, and the bagel take is with the Rambo take.
Oh, I see.
I think I'm more on the side of bagels and Rambo.
I mean, Rambo is such, like, that's where you're going with your second take. I almost, like, don't want to hear more of them, of their take. Like, that should have been a bonus take at best. But I did
this
like
other
the bagel take
is don't eat steak, don't have seven kids, like, don't tell me how to run my life.
It's true. I agree.
Mind your own business.
What else is bad?
Yeah, I want to know what other obscure, I mean, not obscure, but what other things will this person reference, the Rambo person?
These are clearly two men also, I just want to say.
I'm going to tell you that's not true.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You know what? Sorry. Women can have bad takes too. It's 2021.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you. All right. So Rambo.
I'd go with bagels and Rambo.
I like the bagel take. I like the bagel take better. So if bagels are Rambo, I'll keep them in.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Okay, perfect. So
maybe they said an off take.
Mm-hmm.
Is what we will keep in there. And that means that Avery has been eliminated from the hot takeoff, and her remaining two takes were that Crocs are actually a good shoe and that men should never shave their heads as a style choice.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Okay.
Again, a lot of anti-Robert Sala takes, I feel like.
Does he love Crocs, Robert Sala?
I don't know.
This person said Crocs are good.
Yeah, Crocs are good.
Crocs are good. Okay.
Are Crocs good, Liana?
So I own Crocs. My family owns Crocs. Puya is very anti-Crocs. So for Christmas, my mom bought Puya Crocs, unbeknownst to him, and he had to pretend like he liked the gift, which was hilarious. Mm. So
yes.
And she does listen to this podcast, so she's going to find out.
I know, but
Nicole hates Crocs. She's very strongly anti-Crocs.
Again, you wearing them even?
I mean, I don't need them. I don't want them. I'm fine.
Here's the thing, okay? I've always been anti-Croc. They're ugly. They're an ugly shoe. But
I like the hot take that they're good, though.
Yeah, Sophie Clark wore Crocs on her Instagram, and so I immediately bought Crocs. They were my first impulse online purchase of the pandemic, and I have hot pink Crocs, and I'll wear them anywhere. I don't care.
They're practical, too.
They're so comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and you can wear them to the beach, and you don't have to worry about, like...
You just hose them off. Yeah, it's easy.
Boom. Wear them to synagogue on Yom Kippur, because we don't wear leather shoes.
There you go.
Oh, right. How many pairs of black Crocs do you have for that specific purpose, Akiva?
I have two.
I just love that you have, A, two pairs of black Crocs, and B, that is the only non-leather shoe that you can think of.
Yeah.
Underrated.
Do you strap yourself into your Crocs, or do you have it pushed forward?
No, I put my I don't strap myself in. I just sort of like suffocate the foot in the top and
suffocate the foot.
You stick your foot all the way in there, I put no strap on and just hope for the best.
Whoa. Wait, so I'm not running in them. Put your foot all the way into other shoes?
I do, but the other shoes have a back. The Croc doesn't have a back. I don't use the back at all.
Crocs aren't that tight. If you have to force it, then...
Then you need a bigger pair of Crocs.
No, I have like a huge one and a regular, like one that's my foot size and one that's just enormous.
Let's move on.
Anyways, we've got the 7 seed versus the 2 seed here. Mm-hmm. And we have...
not a lot of upsets.
Richie Rich is a better movie than Home Alone.
Okay.
Versus...
It's a reboot.
Birthing a child is pure narcissism.
Well, imagine if you birth 7.
Narcissism plus it's illegal.
Yeah.
My kids have seen Richie Rich within the last year.
Yes.
It is a very good movie. It holds up.
Very good movie. And it holds up. I can't imagine that Richie Rich it would so be fun. A hated
Richie
figure.
Rich is great. Richie
if this
Rich
movie
is
came
great.
Out now. What
it's
movie
is so
year?
Fun.
That, like, so
the,
fun.
Like, he's just, a poor little rich kid.
Yeah, the idea of like this kid having anything he wants in the world. He has all these cool things. I remember it being so cool when I was a kid. It's still cool.
No.
Like they have
no,
a Mount Rushmore.
Rich would be canceled. Now everybody would hate Richie Rich.
Mm-hmm. But his dad is good. He's the one good billionaire.
Do we know about that? Good billionaire doesn't sound real to me.
Yeah.
He's Rich. Good.
So, I remember liking Home Alone more as a child.
Richie Rich.
And I have not watched either of the movies since.
Should it be in the crappy movie diaper, Akiva?
Maybe. It's not so crappy, though. John Larroquette, better bad guy than Marvin Harry, also. Pure evil in the movie.
Okay.
He'll kill a kid. He doesn't care.
So that's 1994's A Richie Rich is a better movie than Home Alone, or Birthing a Child is Narcissism?
It's narcissistic to have your own
birthing
child.
Is such a choice, also. Why'd they say birthing?
I mean, I think they mean like having your own child is narcissistic.
Are they blaming
like
the person?
Your genes are good enough to pass on.
Is this like that there's, you know, plenty of good children that are available for adoption and that you are just like being a narcissist by deciding to create a new one in your own
That's
image?
That's my guess. That's my guess.
People who say that are unaware of how hard adoption is, I feel like. You can't just like go to the store like it's a dog and pick out a kid. It's very hard to adopt kids.
Yeah. I think it's a hard take to call every parent in the world a narcissist.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't agree with that take.
Most people who are parents aren't like, you know, we should have more people who think like me. Like that's not really why
I love
are
me so much. So I'm going to like maybe Make people who do cloning are narcissists. Mm-hmm. Liana, is that fair to say?
That's possible. That's possible. I do think there's credence to the take. I think that makes it hot. I think then if we think about Dolly, the parent of Dolly, the sheep, I guess, is the most narcissistic sheep then. Because it wasn't her, it wasn't Dolly's choice. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Also, some kids are not, you know, they're happy little accidents. Does that make the person narcissistic?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't know.
I mean, it's better than cheating on your wife. Yeah.
That's what we've learned. So, Richie Ridge, by the way, 24% on the tomato meter from Rotten Tomatoes. So I don't know if that puts it 31%. 31% audience score.
A bunch of fools.
So
I see. I haven't watched Richie Rich since I was a kid, but I remember like my sister liked Richie Rich, and so because she liked it, I would always be like, I don't want to watch this. But it was like only because she did want to watch it. You know.
Okay. I don't really like either of these takes, but I guess I'd go Richie Rich.
Do you want to know the first take?
Yeah, what's their first take? Yes, yeah.
So the birthing a child person is the person who said that all food is better at room temperature, including...
Oh, we didn't even like the first take. Goodbye. Goodbye.
And then the second take, Richie Rich goes with long-distance relationships.
Okay, we like
that.
We
want to hear more with this person. Yeah.
You want to hear more with
that. You feel good about that decision? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Good with that.
Perfect. So... You have eliminated Evie Mikota from the bracket.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And another take I'll highlight of theirs is that British panel shows are podcasts.
Okay.
Okay.
Huh. You know, do you need the visual component, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. Interesting.
Okay.
I think that was the best one of the three takes.
It was what they put as their fourth take. I went in the order that people submitted. Their instincts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe next year we'll say put your best take first. But I don't think people know what their best take is, to be honest.
I don't think they know their best take.
They're dropping before I think.
I think that's a good hot take, that people don't know what their best hot take is.
Yeah. If we ask people to pick their hot take and highlight they don't know. We would say, no, wrong.
If your house smells, you don't know.
It's true.
Okay, so now
your mom is a bad cook. You have no idea. You'll never know until you're a grown-up, because that's just the only cooking you know about.
Speaking of that, several people submitted the take of your family were bad cooks, their recipes suck, family recipes lean on nostalgia, and your grandma's probably actually bad at cooking. Like, many people submitted takes like that. Yeah. That is an ice cold take.
My least favorite thing in the world, this is also not a hot take, is when someone has a family recipe that's not monetized. It's not like, hey, we're the Sara Lee family and we need these recipe for our cookies. Like, and they won't give you a recipe if you ask for it. Like, those people should truly be imprisoned.
Kate, this has happened to you?
I have an aunt who will not share a recipe within the family. Mm-hmm. She will leave the recipe to her daughter when she dies. That's the only way. So my sister and I were thinking about this recently. We were like, what is the best way to get this aunt's Nanaimo Bar recipe? It's an award-winning recipe. A Nanaimo Bar is a Canadian dessert. It's got chocolate. It's got custard. It's like a big deal. And this recipe has won awards, but she will not share it. My sister and I were like, how do we get this? Like, do we just make sure we maintain a good relationship with our cousin so that maybe she will share the recipe one day? Like, how do we get... We were literally talking about this 2 weeks ago. And so if anyone has any ideas,
play hardball with her. Say, you're out of my life until you tell me the recipe.
I'm team aunt here. I think this is like such a baller move to be like, oh, I'm sorry, but you can't have my recipe.
I would never speak to the person again.
Yeah.
I would never speak to the person
again. I love it.
Visit her and put a hidden camera in her kitchen and then record her making the cookies and then watch what she does.
Put it in the cookie jar.
Yeah.
Anyways, so let's
here,
let's
send her a Shrek cookie jar. And then you could just put like a camera
in here. Is that what Shut Up Tim did?
Is he freeloading as a $75 patron?
Oh, we've cracked the case.
That would be a very boring watch, to be fair.
Yeah.
I want to watch the podcast I'm going to see. I listen to it.
This is like Rob is up in that area anyways, like just living his life. So. Mm-hmm.
What do you think's going on in there? I don't think it's so interesting.
I mean, I have no idea. I've never thought about it. It's none of my business.
Fan fiction. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Maybe that could be it. That's not a bad...
Mary's writing about Mary.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure she's already finished it, but yeah.
I wonder, literally 2 years ago had spoken with Mary about what her concept for the fan fiction was. And I just wonder if it's going to be the same concept as is one day actually written.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Who's to say?
So we're up to the we're up to the final four, right, Kirsten?
Yeah, we are at the final four. Ooh, and so we have in the final four, we have the one seed is still there. Mm-hmm. The Renap bot, who is our replacement 13th seed, is still in. Beautiful. We have the three seed and we have the seven seed.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so now let's do... We're going to do the three seed versus the seven seed first, because we're gonna wait on the Renap bot versus the first. Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so we've got wearing brand new socks every day is the most cost-effective quality of life improvement possible.
Okay.
So you wear a brand new pair of socks every day, you would never rewear a pair of socks. Versus the roof of your mouth should actually be called the ceiling of your mouth, because the roof of your mouth is the top of your head.
Oh, that's interesting.
Ooh, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see who I can talk to. When I'm president, we will refer to the roof of your mouth as the ceiling of your
mouth.
Imagine
during a debate, you're like, listen, I mentioned that, and that actually is what makes you lose.
First executive action as president.
Okay. Liana, could you do anything about the cost of socks?
I feel like the person who pitched this idea should meet the person who pitched the bowl versus plates idea.
Or the person that loves Crocs.
And the person, yes, I feel like there's a lot of conversation overlap to be had here. Like, is that the best quality of life improvement? I think it depends where you are. You know, like running water and plumbing is a pretty good quality of life improvement. But I guess assuming you already have that, then are socks sort of that next step, like literally next step up. I don't know.
Is that the best feeling? Is that the best feeling? Like, oh, I'm wearing new socks. I've got a new sock feeling today.
I had a friend who's addicted to heroin. He's like, the only thing I compare it to is wearing fresh socks.
That's what they say. I hear that's what they say. Doing heroin. Just like anyone that
does heroin.
Oh, of course not. Of course not.
Your first pair is free. That's what they say.
But let me ask you a question, because I agree, especially it's the winter. It's very cold now. My house is cold. It does feel very good to put on clean socks, and we have like a leaky sink.
Yeah.
And if the kids or somebody splash and you get that like little bit of water on your socks, because I don't walk around in shoes in my house, it ruins, like, it feels gross. Like, you have to change your socks if you get even the tiniest bit of water on them.
That's clean socks.
Yeah, clean socks versus new socks. Like, I have no problem putting on freshly laundered socks that I've used before. I feel like that, like, what's the difference? Could your feet even tell if it was clean versus new?
In fact,
oh, you can tell. Yeah,
you get new socks sometimes, and then you take them off, and your feet are covered in like the lint of the brand new sock.
That's
you
want
to throw them through the wash once.
I actually wash all clothes before I wear them. I saw a House episode once where this kid got a pair of jeans and he didn't wash it, and it had some chemicals on it, and the kid got sick. So as I've learned everything from science and House, wash your clothes before you wear them.
Is that like your PhD is from learning stuff from House, right?
That's what it was. I just watched it, a PhD in diagnostic medicine. All medical dramas, ER, all that, just, you know, Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a house has a roof and a ceiling in a room. I'm going with the mouth take.
They're both good. These are both good.
No, the sock one is not good. It is bad.
It's a hot take. It's a hot take. It would improve your quality of life, I agree.
Okay, so how much does it cost to have, if you were going to be wearing a new sock? By the way, what am I, Richie Rich? I'm wearing a pair of socks one day and throwing them out?
I mean, people spend money on their hobbies. Like, imagine, like...
You're spending about, you know, it's probably about a dollar a day. For new socks. Like,
somebody who likes...
I think it's more than a dollar a day if you're wearing actual good socks.
I mean, I'm thinking you're buying like a six-pack, 12-pack of socks. Like, I don't think you're buying...
No, I think bigger than that.
The six-pack of socks I'm buying is like $20.
No, wow. I think you get a box.
You're the 1%.
100-pack. You know? You're going to be going through some socks.
Yeah.
I think what's the bunch? You get them in bulk. Like Costco. Do they have samples?
Socks for children's socks.
Yeah,
I just went back 365 days in a row. If your main comfort is socks, I do think you would also want to wear fancy socks.
All right, if you had extra $35 to $40 a month to spend on yourself in any way, is a new pair of socks every day the what was it?
I still
the exact
think you're
phrasing?
Too low on the money, Rob.
$50 a month. Fine.
Okay.
$50 a month. What was it that that's the best thing you could do for yourself?
It's the most cost-effective quality of life improvement.
No, no way. There's so many. There's lots of things you could do to improve the quality of your life for $50 a month.
Name one.
I mean, $50 a month. That what is that? $400 a year? No, more than that. $600
a year. What would you do for $600 a year?
You could literally say saving $600 a year is better for your life.
Boring.
Wearing a pair of socks. I'm not saying it's
plenty of money.
I'm just saying it's probably better for your life.
Yeah,
I went on a summer program, like an overseas summer program after 10th grade, and I remember a kid who I think was considered like one of the wealthy kids wore a new like undershirt every day. We were going on hikes and doing a lot of wet things, so you weren't wearing nice clothes. So they wore like a white Hanes t-shirt, like white Hanes undershirt type shirt every day. And just when the day was over, like ripped it off and threw it in the garbage. And I remember thinking that was like the height of luxury. And I mentioned it to my mom, and she was like, oh, yeah, whatever. That's like a rich kid move. But it was probably a much cheaper wardrobe than my outfit, because if you just buy like regular shirts at the store, if you're buying however many shirts you need for like a 6-week trip, I don't know. That's like the forefather of this idea. If you love socks, I say do it. That would be a cool move. Like the guy who only wears...
Did Richie Rich do that?
That's a cool move?
I don't
That's
think...
cool. What's cool about that?
I don't like... Do you think Jeff Bezos re-wears clothes? Probably not.
I bet he has a favorite shirt. Like,
I guess he has that vest he always wears, right? Like the weird over the clothing vest that only...
Yeah, but it
like,
could be a new one each time. We don't
it
know.
It could be the same one that's new every time. That's true.
Mm. Yeah.
Probably gets a good deal from Amazon.
Look,
also.
You're overthinking this. The roof of your mouth should be called the ceiling of your mouth.
The ceiling of your mouth, yes.
Is it's canon gold. Going forward.
Yes, I agree. That's good.
I've never heard anything more true. That's what, but yeah, it's like, oh my God.
But it's an original
You're right.
Take.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, but is that what makes it a hot take?
Yes.
But if it's original, Liana, then it's like,
because wearing a different pair of socks every day is, everybody's have that thought. Like, oh, of course.
But that's dumb. Takes.
We're in the semifinals, Liana.
I know. This is tough.
The contenders are here. The pretenders have went home already.
The thing is we've had more discussion about the socks, so I want to give it to the socks.
You can
this
vote for the socks.
Always happens.
Yeah, that's fine. I vote socks.
The roof of your mouth should never, Liana, when you're president, you need to make this happen.
Exactly, and it won't be a hot take. So, this is the hot take.
No, because there'll be some people like, no, it's always been called the roof of your mouth. That's what it is.
And there's five oceans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a rabbi who was always doing a bit about the wall. Like, kids would always slam the door, and he'd call it the wall. He's like, the door's just an extension of the wall. You just call it the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It always annoyed
Why
me,
are
that
you
take.
Telling us this?
Well, because it reminds me of the roof of the mouth thing, Kirsten.
Okay. Because the door is actually just the wall.
Yeah, it's like the roof.
Is the window then just the wall, but it's clear?
This, so, like, yeah. Yeah, the window is part of the wall. That is true.
I mean,
This has changed. I do think, like, nobody's going to, like, check your privilege a little bit on the socks every day. I think the idea of calling it the ceiling of your mouth will take off. This is really like a scientific breakthrough. So I'm going with the roof.
Is check your privilege your new catchphrase? This is the second time you drop check your privilege on this podcast.
I think, yeah, I'm not even going to tell. All right. Okay. Yeah. Yes, it's my new catchphrase. Can you, Rob, would you sell t-shirts, Renap t-shirts that say check your privilege?
I love the
plenty of money. Check your privilege.
I like the
plenty of money shirt that we should be selling. Mm-hmm. That would be selling like hotcakes.
So, Akiva, are you voting for socks or are you voting for roof of your mouth?
He said mouth, right?
Ellen McGinnis. I'm rooting for roof of your mouth.
You just don't care about my second middle name. I see how it is.
Oh, you have two middle names? I didn't know. I only know from Zoom.
So, Akiva, you voted for roof or you voted for socks?
I went with Rob. Perfect. I went with Rob, yeah.
So the roof of your mouth is moving forward, which means that Bill Sorensen has been eliminated from the hot takeoff.
Sorry, Bill.
And then his last take was that butterflies are just centipedes with wings.
Okay. I don't think so. That would have been a disappointing winning.
Well, you're not missing anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got him off at the right time.
Yeah, just in time.
Mm-hmm. What's the Renap bot have here?
What do you think Bill's sock drawer is like?
Yeah, I do want to know if he's
Do you think
it's
empty or do you think he has like a chest of socks?
Also, can you donate socks if you wear them once? Like, would people want you socks that are only worn one time? Because this is a big waste otherwise.
I think that homeless shelters, I think actually that the people want socks. I mean, it's like,
They want socks. They don't want used socks.
Yeah, I don't think they want you socks. I'm pretty sure.
Even laundered socks? You don't think that homeless people want laundered? I'm homeless. I have no socks and I'm going to be on principle.
I used to go volunteer at the homeless shelter and I would go through the clothing donations. And the rule was like, if you wouldn't wear this, don't accept it as people donate all kinds of crap because they're like, I don't want it. Let's just throw it to a homeless person. Mm-hmm. And it's like stained, ripped, like bad condition.
Sure. If it's trash,
underwear, they don't take.
I'll say this.
If underwear.
if you some, can buy socks at Goodwill, which to me, that means that it's fine. If they're clean, again, like it's not like they're destroyed.
Mm-hmm. If somebody had like really fancy socks and they wore them once, I think I would take their hand-me-down socks.
Like I would wear like my sister's old socks, but I wouldn't wear like a stranger's old socks.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying your sister's cleaner than the average stranger?
Oh, no, I know where my sister's feet have been.
Do you?
I hope. I don't know. Anyways, now we've got the one seed versus the Renap bot, okay?
Okay. So I'm having a good time, by the way, Rob. This is fun.
I'm glad that we're all having fun. So we've got America has more marijuana than any other country on Earth versus the danger of ladders outweighs their usefulness.
I don't know which one is the Renap bot.
That's tricky. They're both. Yeah. I hope the America Renap bot. I hope the Renap bot dropped the America one because that's not a take. It's a statement of a fact, basically.
Yeah.
It might not be a fact, but I would be shocked.
Yeah, America has more marijuana than anywhere else.
Other country on Earth. I mean, so countries on other planets might have more.
Countries on other planets.
Can you read the latter one again?
The latter one is that the danger of ladders outweighs their usefulness.
Interesting.
Yeah, I genuinely don't know which one is the Renap bot.
I think the marijuana one.
I think
why
so
would
too.
A person be telling us? Yeah. Why would this random person who has two good takes already be telling us this irrelevant
That's a good
fact?
Point.
I got to be honest.
Kristen, why are you not telling us?
Don't tell us.
Okay, fine.
Y'all have been voting their Renap bot forward.
But I have to say,
this for the memes, and now you have to decide.
The latter take is bad.
It's not a great take. But it's better than a statement of which country has the most marijuana.
Is it?
Yes, that's not a take.
Do you want to?
Well, I think it's
based on other takes as well.
I don't know that for a fact. The United States has more marijuana than any other country.
I think it's because at the federal level, it's illegal, right? So they're like, oh, look, even though it's illegal in the country,
legalize
there's more
it.
Of it.
Yeah, we have more than anybody else.
Exactly. We're already winning. I mean,
this podcast has famously advocated for legalizing all drugs. But I think, how about this? The latter take is fine. I agree it's not like a semifinal championship level take. But first, what country has more marijuana than the United States? Nobody. You think China has more? No.
I don't
know. India, no. And then they're bigger than almost all the other countries.
I mean, I feel like if you're looking at a country that has already legalized marijuana, they probably have like more quantifiable production.
You know how much marijuana Mexico has?
The U.S. is a much bigger country than Mexico.
I mean, Canada has a lot of weed.
Canada's tiny.
And it's legal. Canada's the second largest landmass.
Mm-hmm. Well, land can't smoke weed, Kirsten.
Land can grow plants.
But nationally, marijuana is legal in Canada, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. And we have states that have medical and recreational use, but it is not legal.
Also, for the record, before marijuana was legal in Canada, everyone was smoking it everywhere anyways.
Yeah, that's why the United States has more marijuana than I've never done drugs in my life. I could get weed in 10 seconds if I wanted to.
I don't what a flex. That. Oh, I like this challenge. All right. Well, in 10 seconds.
Where's Chris?
Yeah. Okay.
I have some weed right here.
Okay.
I'm like weed now.
I just the latter take is dumb. Why the ladders are more dangerous than they are useful? Then why does every fire truck have one? Is it because how many people get saved by a ladder, and how many people die from ladders?
Standing ladders, not fire ladders.
Well,
oh,
that is different.
It's a different type of ladder.
Fire versus ladder.
That firefighters should find a safer way to save people.
Maybe a net.
Jetpack.
Jetpack.
I agree ladders are kind of dangerous, and it's weird we haven't like perfected something better than a ladder.
What do you want that's better than a ladder?
I have a feeling, Kirsten, do you believe in like the black cat ladder thing?
I mean, you mean that walking
like
under a ladder is bad luck?
Yeah.
Black cat, it's not like black cats and ladders combined.
Yeah, those are two different things.
That when a black cat crosses your path, it's good luck. Just because black cats cross my path on a semi-regular basis, so I choose to believe that's a good thing.
It is bad luck to walk underneath a ladder because that is dangerous.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I do agree. Like, what if we ban ladders? Like, would you consider that in your platform, what
if,
Liana?
What if you had, like, a light bulb to change, or that you have to paint the ceiling? Like, oh, can you get me a ladder on the black market? Like, I know we've got more marijuana than anybody, but I can't get my hands on a ladder. It's
riddled with ladders.
I don't know.
We just confiscated 30 ladders at the border.
Mm-hmm. America has more ladders than any other country. All right, that's my hot take.
All right, I bet this. I'm putting through the ladders. We're being too cute about
it. I'm putting through marijuana.
It's crazy. If they're this is just like,
don't make me pick.
Oh,
I want to ask about the previous, but I don't. Yeah. We can't, right?
Well, because it's up to Renapa. It's up to Liana now.
How about this? Tell us the other taker's previous takes. You don't have to say which one is which. We know the Renapa's old takes.
Yeah, but you don't know which one is the Renapa.
Yeah, but we're saying.
Oh, no, I understand the logic. So, of the other, okay. The non-Renap
bot. The non-Renap
not that this helps at all.
Also said,
are that society has evolved beyond the need for glue, and that there is only one ocean, and it's absurd that it.
I like this. You want to hear what this has to say in the finals?
I like the glue take, especially, and the ocean take is good. Mm-hmm. This is so much pressure. Is it that ladders are okay? The benefit of ladders are unsafe, and the benefit of them outweighs their usefulness.
Let's look up ladder deaths per year.
Yeah, Rob, can you get us the ladder death statistics, please? I would love that.
I want to know how many ladders have saved a life.
All right. according to the World Health Organization in the United States,
Wrong with WHO.
Yeah.
You
want to know something else? United States leads the world in ladder deaths. Each year, there are more than 164,000 emergency room treated injuries and 300 deaths in the U.S. that are caused by falls from ladders. That being said, does that outweigh the benefits of ladders?
How many ladders have lives saved, we're asking?
That's hard to get the statistics for
that. The WHO, nothing on that, I bet, right?
Like, yeah.
WHO.
Imagine every roof of the mouth of your home unpainted.
Okay.
Come on.
I don't know. Okay
take. The ladder take's not so bad.
Yeah, I'm still not convinced necessarily that the marijuana is the Renap bot. I think I'm going to go with the ladder. But this is close.
Advancing the ladder.
And with that, you have eliminated the Renap bot.
If the Renap
bot. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What was the Renap bot's fourth take?
Shock in the history of podcasting.
The Renapot's final take was Liana should take over hosting duties for the Easter egg hunt.
Oh no, what have I done?
You blew it.
I'm screwed. Oh no.
That's karma for you.
Voting out the Renapot.
I do deserve to take over the Easter egg hunt. Gosh darn it.
The Renapot is really in love with you. It is a problem.
That's what I
think. Renapot hates me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like hates me
and has never mentioned its mom, Dr. Amanda. Never mentioned her once.
Okay. All right. We're up to the finals.
We're up to the finals.
Wait, I had a suggestion, Rob, before the championship, because we're also rewarding the best take. I don't know if anybody has a favorite take they've heard. If Kirsten could maybe run through some of these, she has a list of the best takes or you know, some other list she's compiled.
So I have a list of the wildest takes that I would have loved to include in the bracket, but the person did not have four viable takes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. We hear those for a minute.
Okay. This one says that the water you drain off of canned tuna tastes really good. Drink it and put it into whatever you cook.
All right. That's gross.
It's a soup.
Dry pasta is a legitimate snack food.
No, this person's trolling us.
I think there's different people.
These are different people. They're all trolling. If your parents have passed away, you should mention it in your dating profile because not having to deal with in-laws is a huge turn on.
Ooh, yikes.
Turn on? That person is aroused because of that? Or that's a selling point? I would change the phrasing on that.
Okay. I think it's intentional.
We've got... Akiva would outlast Rob on a season of Survivor.
That's just silly.
Well, do people know who I am, or are we, or are they all strangers?
Akiva would quit on day two. It wouldn't even get to a vote. No,
how would I make it for day one? Unless no, people they were just
that Akiva has a upside that people, I think people would feel like he's like non-threatening.
It may be in Big Brother where I could eat. I have no upside when I'm hangry, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, like I, you know, if people like I could get like knocked out like super early.
Oh, but like, but before a challenge, just like literally someone knocks you out and you leave. I don't know. So I don't think I can make it to day three.
What if your tribe wins immunity?
I'm hungry now. We've been podcasting for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not the voting out, I think, that Akiva is worried about.
Yeah, I don't think I could do the survival part. It mm-hmm. seems terrible.
Okay. We've got playing D&D is objectively cooler than playing fantasy football.
Mm-hmm.
Potato chips are best eaten out of the freezer. They have a refreshing chill.
Wow. I've never tried that. That might be interesting.
No, I have tried it. It's actually good.
Oh, okay. My God.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got the Giving Tree is creepy and problematic. Her obsession with the random little boy is disturbing, and she deserves to be chopped down.
Okay.
We've got there's nothing more exciting than a plane ride.
Oh. Is that an adults-only flight?
You have the excuse to sit, eat, drink, watch movies, and listen to podcasts and music for several hours.
Mm-hmm. You pre-COVID, I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
And then we've got penguins should have equal rights to humans and be allowed to vote.
Okay. All right. We're getting trolled. We're getting trolled.
And then we have a special place for Justin Ramsey, who submitted takes that were RenapBot tweets before the creator of the RenapBot programmed it for hot takes, and they were truly horrible. So we don't need to read the takes, but shout out to Justin Ramsey mm-hmm. for doing that.
We'll hear more from Justin Ramsey later in the show.
Okay.
Okay. Are we ready for? Are you like primed for the final?
We're ready. We're ready. And do you have a favorite for take of the year? Either of you? Do you have a take you've heard today that you think should win take of the year?
The roof of your mouth should be known as the ceiling.
Liana, do you have one?
I'm picking the Renat Bots one that didn't make it. The fourth one.
Not a take at all. I mean, I guess it is a take. Mine is the having the dead parents as a turn on, just because that's such a wild take.
Mm-hmm. I think that would be a big selling point, because I feel like that in 90 Day Fiance, past experience, I'm just saying that, a lot of relationship conflicts are about, your significant other, your parents think this, or parents are like, it's a lot of like,
just you really marry your in-laws,
being especially a referee, right?
They live near you. Imagine if they're divorced.
Mm-hmm.
You got two old different things.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got it's the final two in the last round of the hot takeoff. We've got you could do any job in the world equipped with only Google.
Okay.
All right, I like that.
Marriages should be contracts that can either be revised and renewed or dissolved every 5 years.
Hmm. Like you have an opt out on your marriage.
Every 5 years, you like how are things going? What needs to change? Should we just call it quits?
Mm.
I'd have to put up a few big free agency years, Rob. Really helping out more.
I am not a big fan of the Google take. I think it's lazy. Can I be a commercial airliner pilot, or am I going to get pulled over by the airline police?
I had a friend who claimed that he could become a pilot just based on Flight Simulator game, and I think he did become a pilot after I lost touch with him.
Okay.
Well, how about this? Liana has a job that's probably harder than the jobs we have.
Yeah.
Could we do it just from Google, Liana?
I think it's tough because I do use Google a lot in my job. However, the base set of skills that you need are like it's critical thinking. I don't know what you're gonna learn, like how you're gonna learn that from Google.
Akiva, could I be a NBA player by Googling?
Okay, it doesn't work for every job.
Okay, well then what was the take, Kirsten? What was the take?
That's a hot
take. You could learn to do any job in the world with just Google.
Okay.
But how about this? You could become much better at basketball via Google.
All right. Could I be an OnlyFans superstar?
Yeah. Absolutely.
By Googling? By Googling?
You look at what the other OnlyFans are doing, and then you become one of those fans.
Hmm.
32 OnlyFans. Should that be a thing?
No.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, but then so what was the other one? Oh, the contracts for marriage that you need to revise.
Contracts that are revised and renewed.
It's not boiling hot, right? People have said stuff like this before, haven't they?
Do you want to go off of previous takes as well?
Yeah, line them up.
Yeah, I think we should. I'd like to do them, but I would say I don't love my chances if I had to get renewed every 5 years. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the divorce rate would be very high.
Yeah. Well, you have a lot of opt outs.
A lot of opt-outs.
But people would like look at their other options.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so one of these people had four takes that were long-distance relationships are healthier than those that aren't. Richie Rich is a superior film to Home Alone.
Yeah.
It should be called The Ceiling of Your Mouth. The roof of your mouth is the top of your head.
Okay.
And marriages should be contracts that are either revised and renewed or dissolved every 5 years.
Okay.
Versus... Society has evolved beyond the need for glue. There is only one ocean, and it's absurd that we've given it five different names. Mm-hmm. The danger of ladders outweighs their usefulness, and you could learn to do any job in the world with just Google.
I think hearing those takes, and I do think we put the best two takers through. Mm-hmm. I think I have a clear winner in there.
What is it?
I'll vote first, and I'm going to go with the marriage contracts take. Not because this is the greatest take in the world. I don't think it's the strongest take, but I think it's slightly better than Google. And I think when you look at their whole body of work, I do think that has been today's best taker.
I like the idea that you would sit down and revise the contract after 5 years of like you come in and it's like a negotiation of like, all right, look, I put up with a lot in these last 5 years that, you know, that Nicole's going to sit down and say, look, no more podcasting on the weekends. I've had it. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, what do you like, all right, like, all right, well, what are you going to give me? Like, okay, so then, like, it's a give and a take, and it's like, all right, do we have a deal? Like, all right, where do I sign? And you got some, you know, like, you know, it's like we've just agreed to a 5-year extension.
Yeah, big announcement maybe on Twitter. Think about how many likes and RTs you'd get there.
I think it's the same thing with the long distance relationship. Like there is renewal as opposed to same old, same old. So I'm on board. I'm on board with the marriage contract as opposed to...
You're agreeing with the take. You're not even saying it's a hot take. You're sort of hoping to do this.
I disagree with you could do any job by Googling.
Yeah, I think you did. You did put a fork in it.
Like, look at me. Look at my job. You think somebody could just like Google like how to do what I do? Impossible.
Perfect example.
Yeah,
I was thinking more of like the
very
the guys
few people
who
could be hosting a podcast.
It's true.
I think though, for me, it's about the hot takes, and I think there's more discussion based on our conversations to be had about the Google take. So I'm happy. I think both deserve to win. I think both people have put through a lot of really great hot takes. I think I'm going to give it to Google here, even if they don't ultimately win, because I think ultimately I would go with the Google take over the marriage take. Like, I'm very happy to constantly be renewing contracts. Like, my job is technically a 1-year contract. Mm-hmm. I love renewing it every year. If I could do that in my relationship, you know, we watch out. I'd love it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You think you'd get better performance, not just you personally, but you think people would get better performance out of
review. Sure.
Yeah,
I'm a huge fan of performance reviews. I think it's important to, and even just for yourself, you know, review what you did well, what you didn't do well, you know, how many pizza crusts did I eat this year? Like, you know, you gotta just constant improvement, right?
Yeah. Should we do this after every 10 podcasts, Akiva? Review the
every
last 10?
What about once a year?
Once a year? Review the podcast? That's too far. We won't remember.
Yeah. All right, fine. Yes, we will do 10 podcasts from now. Google, remind me. We will.
Because Google can do anything?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can learn anything.
All right. So I think it's up to Rob. We're a split vote here. Rob is going to decide the winner of Hot Takeoff 2021.
Didn't I already vote?
He's going with marriage, right?
Yeah. Where were you?
Yeah. He went
with marriage. I didn't know that you formally voted.
Yes.
Okay.
No, I don't like the you could Google anything.
Okay, so the marriage person is the winner. Who won the hot takeoff?
It is official. The winner of the hot takeoff is Sabine B.
Sabine!
Sabine won. Second place is Lena. So we had two women in the final two of the hot takeoff, which is good because obviously men haven't learned.
Like, all right,
learned
maybe women should be all the leaders. Yeah. I'm rethinking this.
Women should be the hot takers. Shout out to Sabine, future podcast guest.
Yes, we've had only women. I don't know Sabine. Yes, what do you want to know?
I mean, I don't know who she is. I usually know the listeners.
Yeah. I believe I know through Patron Mafia.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd say the name Sabine, kind of a hot take.
What's hot about? And I believe Sabine is a dancer professionally, and I believe, I don't think you could learn that on Google.
I bet you could. Oh, how to dance or the fact that she's a dancer. I'm sure that's very readily available on Google.
You just to learn how to. Oh, so I could just go on Google and I'll be dancing tomorrow.
Yeah,
I don't think you'd be a pro.
I'll be a professional dancer because I'm Googling it.
I mean, it's not a perfect take, but that's why Sabine won and Lena didn't win.
That's what makes it hot, though, you know?
Now, can I outline some of the takes that we received that are absolutely ice cold? All of these takes were submitted by multiple people. Yeah. So if more than one person is submitting,
they're cold, and multiple people are sending them in.
Yeah, that's why they're cold. Like, it's not unique at all. Right? Okay. Anything about the level of pulp in orange juice, whether you are for or against, nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Whether audiobooks count as reading, nobody cares. Anything about the seasons or weather, nobody cares.
Read boring.
Anything about ranch dressing and it's where it should be used or not used? No. Any take that Akiva actually knows how to do things, but he's lying about it.
Is that true?
No.
Multiple people said that.
No, I overestimate what I'm capable of.
Yeah.
That sounds all right.
The take that Nickelback is actually good, that the word moist isn't actually bad, or that remakes are good. Nobody cares.
Didn't we get it? Wasn't that in the...
The remakes are bad was in the tournament because several people said they were good. So I thought I would reward the one person who had an opposing opinion.
I think remakes are good is a hotter take.
The opinion, any opinion on eggs in general or on the temperature of drinks, nobody cares about.
What's an egg opinion?
Someone, like, eggs are gross or one
actually
likes
eggs. I think it's just called an egg opinion, Rob.
They like a couple of people had it, like,
Akiva,
oh,
you an egg guy?
I mean, that's a little far now saying I do like eggs. I know you're
a big cereal person. Is that, do you ever have an egg for breakfast?
Guy. I don't think people would be like, oh, you know, Wienerker, he loves eggs. That's his shtick.
I don't know. That's too many expectations for me. I like to keep it low.
Yeah.
And then the idea that Seed's baby is overused and should be retired.
That's the joke. That's then, why it's funny.
And then on like a more serious side, anybody who was like, oh, 2020 wasn't that bad, check your privilege, get over it, like
grow up,
literally grow up and think about the larger implications. Your year was maybe okay hanging out with your family.
Who said that? Chester?
Multiple people said that, and I was like, this is a bad take.
Okay,
that's good.
And that's all we have on takes. Sabine's the winner of the hot take.
Congratulations to Sabine. Okay. All right. So we still have a mailbag to do. All right. Are we going to keep it tight on the mailbag?
We could keep it tight. We have an obscene amount of mailbag submissions, but we don't have to get involved.
Well, good news. We have a podcast every week until we get canceled.
Well, we will decide that 10 episodes from now when we look back at our last 10.
Okay.
Rob, can I tell you something?
Okay.
We have, I asked last week for some sea shanties, which is the craze on TikTok. And you said we would not get any sea shanties. We, in fact, got two sea shanties. So why don't you play one now, and we could play one as the outro for the podcast, because they're both very fun.
Okay.
As per usual, Jason Curtis Rivera came up in a big way.
All right. So let me just double check here. Liana, Kirsten, I know we are, this is a super-sized episode of the podcast. Do you both have time for the mailbag?
If the mailbag is fast, because I have a hard out in about 45 minutes at the absolute.
Big same. Yeah.
Oh,
Okay, yeah, I need to leave. This was super fun though. Yes. And just very briefly, this is my 10th appearance. So, do I get some swag?
Two hats?
For this, two hats, a jacket. I don't know.
If we get you two hats, will you wear them both on top?
The same time. As long as they interlock appropriately with matching designs.
I think we have to send Puya a hat. So what if you just wore his hat on top of yours as a double?
Well, no,
hat?
Then we need two more hats.
Uh-huh. Fair
this
enough.
Okay, so I'm just going to throw that out there.
Yeah, we have to send Kirsten the hat. The first hat. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll send out some hats this week. I got to
Where are we sending these hats from?
Ideally a jacket.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? Derek said he'd send hats to anybody on the fifth.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's talk about the performance
figure
review.
Figure it out later. Thanks Who is for that, baby? Me.
All right. The great Liana Boris. Follow at Liana RHAP. Incredible podcaster.
Thank
Always
Liana.
A thrill to have Liana on RHAP. Going to go check out some Battlestar Galactica.
I am. I'm going to go glue some things. I live in a pro glue world. Eat some sprinkles on my ice cream that is definitely frozen and not melted.
And Puya, watch out for the performance review coming up.
We will be reviewing his contract soon.
Okay. All right. Then we will take it to a short break after this sea shanty by Justin Ramsey.
All right, check it, let me tell you this in closing. Although we might seem imposing, but trust me, if we ever show in your section, it's for your own protection. Here come the men in black, the galaxy defenders. Here come the men in black, they won't let you remember. Cause we see things that you need not see, and we be places that you need not be. So go where you left, go like the Roswell crap, show love to the black suit. Here come the men in black, the galaxy defenders. Here come the men in black, they won't let you remember. Here come the men in black, the galaxy defenders. Here come the men in black, they won't let you remember.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Yes, all right. Mailbag 117 here after. What a great hot takeoff. And thank you again to Kirsten McInnes, the one and only original. Great job going through all those mailbag submissions.
Thank you very much. I am glad that it was not put back on for a full year, because I think that if it had taken any less time, then I would have remembered how annoying it is. Mm-hmm. It's that thing where you need the distance to be like, oh, it's fun.
It's remember a long distance relationship.
Long relationship with the mailbag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Akiva, I know we got a lot of stuff to get through here today on the mailbag.
Just some feedback and updates from last week. High School Musical probably got more positive responses than anything we put on the wheel in many months. People were excited about that. A lot of people pitched in themselves for that.
A lot of people, hey, pick me, pick my friend, pick my uncle.
If you don't pick me, I quit the podcast.
Mm-hmm. We love that. That's our favorite thing.
But there was a lot of passion. I'm at least happy that we had a lot of people excited for us eventually doing that idea. We've also, we've been discussing a few different groups of people have made Renap themed games, Rob.
Okay.
And one of them is our friend from last week's podcast, Dan Sinensky, who's been working on a game called Wheel Jam for many months. He's play tested it with a bunch of different listeners and tinkered with it.
Mm-hmm.
And people really like the game.
Yeah.
People say it's a great game. But the game is also very visual, and this is an audio medium.
Mm-hmm.
So can I suggest, I know not everyone who listens is a patron.
Mm-hmm.
Can I suggest?
It wouldn't hurt if they were.
Yeah, it would be nice.
It wouldn't kill them.
If an hour podcast every week, it's free.
Mm-hmm.
We should start charging for this thing, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
$75. I think we should start by playing it. You play a lot of games with the patrons. You play Mafia every week. You play a lot of different games.
Well, we don't play Mafia every week. We do an activity every week. Sometimes we do Mafia.
You do a different game every week. What if, and I'll commit to it, and you could either play or be the host. I don't know, whatever you want.
Yeah.
To playing, because I think Rob and Akiva are characters in the game Wheel Jam.
Yeah.
To playing it with a cast of an all-star cast. Dan could help.
Yeah, I mean, I think that could be a great trial run. And then if it's like, oh, no, this would be a great podcast. Let's do it. But I think we could do the trial run as a patron activity.
Yeah, because I don't think we're spoiling it as a patron activity because there's a finite amount of people. All right. So we will start. We'll do that there in the immediate future. One other semi-time-sensitive thing before we turn the mailbag over. Kirsten was doing double duty this week, not just going through 1,000 takes. This is from Daniel, and he says, my 30th birthday is on March 26th.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about doing some sort of birthday podcast when he wrote this in. And he said, I have an idea that might star power a proposal. He said it's a Mario Kart reference. I don't get it. He says, my girlfriend of 2 years is a doctor. Nice flex.
Mm-hmm.
She is both a pediatrician and an internist. So for the last year, she's been working ungodly hours, treating both child and adult COVID patients. It's been brutal, but she never complains. The capper to all this is that because she can't risk being around her parents, she spent Christmas Day entirely alone. So did I, but she's probably not Jewish. Anyway, her 30th birthday was April 4th, but because of COVID, she never got to officially celebrate in any way. Here's a proposal for you. Change this to Robin Akiva plan my girlfriend's belated 30th birthday. Because this would be a retroactive birthday celebration for someone who really deserves it, or could be her 31st, honestly, at this point. It could literally take place anytime this year, wherever the wheel lands on it. Also, she doesn't listen to the podcast, so it could also be a surprise-style birthday. Yeah, we realize that the doctor probably doesn't listen to the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that there are probably doctors that listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
Like, here's my issue with this.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, yes, this man's girlfriend deserves a phenomenal birthday celebration and has done amazing things in the past year. But she doesn't listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
She has no reason to care about this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's just trying to get out of planning her birthday.
I think that the nicer thing to do would be for this man to just plan something nice for his girlfriend, independent of the podcast, is what I would suggest.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if Daniel had come to us and said, like, she really loves this reality contestant, and if we could get, that person, someone attainable for us, that would make her birthday. We could make something of it.
Well, we'd work on it. She wanted a Robin Akiva cameo for her birthday. Sure. We could do that, but
if this was the opposite, right? If he was like, I don't know you nerds, but my girlfriend's only solace through treating COVID-addled patients for the last year has been listening to your dumb podcast. Yeah. We'd be like, we love it. But why does she want to, you know what I mean? Come back to us. Tell us why would.
Is us planning her birthday on the wheel? Like, I feel like that we've gotten a lot of this of like, oh, plan our wedding, plan our this. It's it's only interesting for the person who's getting the stuff planned.
True. Yeah. And they usually don't like us. But I will say you've been dating for over 2 years. You're halfway through your 5-year contract. Start planning better birthdays or else you might not get renewed, Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
She's a doctor. She probably has lots of options.
Well, that's the thing, too, is that people want you two to plan something so that they don't have to, but don't realize that probably some poor co-host is actually going to have to do the majority of that planning.
Could you plan the birthday for us, please?
I would rather die than plan a birthday party.
Ask Nicole or Mara if Robin Akiva should be planning anything for your fiance or girl. Was it fiance, wife?
Girlfriend.
Girlfriend, yeah.
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 She doesn't want
Kirsten, what do you have for us from the mailbag? Okay.
So I just want to say before people get upset about their ideas not being read, there are 7 million ideas in this spreadsheet, and I received it as the podcast started, so I did not have time to do a deep dive into your ideas. So if you're going to get mad at anyone, just don't, okay? Okay, so this first one is called the Pet Peeve Off, which could be like a sequel to this, to be honest. Listeners share their biggest pet peeves, and then they get rated while Rob and Akiva share their pet peeves.
Okay, is this biggest pet peeves or weirdest pet peeves?
Pet peeves.
Hmm. Because if somebody has a pet peeve of, I don't like it when people chew with their mouth open, that's not interesting.
So what would be a good pet peeve?
A good pet peeve would be like, I want to shoot into the sun people who don't return their grocery cart when they're done shopping.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I mean, that's an extreme reaction to something that I guess is annoying.
So you're going to like, these people are going to die because you're mad they didn't return their grocery cart.
Yeah, because they couldn't return their cart. They deserve to die.
On the surface, I don't think there's a ton here, but I feel like that we should hear the interesting pet peeves. Like maybe,
a couple great pet peeves.
You say give out the email address or is it a Google form?
I'm not going to make a whole Google form for the pet
peeves. Start with the emails, renap@robiswebsite.com. If you have interesting pet peeves and we think there's enough there, we'll see. Like, this is the tip of the iceberg, baby.
Akiva would rather get emails than responses to a form.
We're not going to get that many emails about pet peeves, I don't think. Oh, but I'll tell you why also. Yeah. I did with the bed story. Somebody's like, oh, we should do bed stories. And I didn't really know where that would go. We got a lot of bed stories and they weren't really interesting. So I'm like, I'm glad I didn't make a form. I like to, honestly, the science here is I like to use the forms relatively sparingly. I know we do it a lot as a podcast because otherwise it gets old and then you get bad submissions or infrequent submissions. Mm-hmm. So I don't like more than like 2 or 3 forms a month.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There wasn't one good bed story?
You want me to read the best bed story?
Yeah.
What's the best bed story? I don't even really know what that means.
I don't know what it means either. The best bed story, this is from the youngest Neil.
Okay.
I don't even know if this is the best one. That
makes me feel weird before you read this.
Well, I don't think it's anything creepy. He says, I doesn't know if it's an actual thing, but here's mine. I share my bathroom with my brother who's in college. When he was here for the holidays, he went out one night and had some drinks. Later that night, I was in a weird trance of being asleep, but not really awake. I heard my brother get up. I was assuming he was getting up to go to the bathroom. That assumption was correct. However, my other assumption of him doing it in the bathroom was not. He was standing next to my bed when I heard the pee sound making contact with my sheets. I sprung to action and made an unsuccessful effort to wake him up. I eventually pushed him into the bathroom, went downstairs to sleep on the couch. While this event was unfortunate, my argument to get my own room has never been stronger.
Hmm. Oh, so Neil shares a room with his brother. Brother got up to pee on Neil's bed.
Correct. He may be a drunken bed pee. But the peeing someone else's bed, that's a talent in the middle of the night.
If someone's been drinking, then you can expect them to pee anywhere. I don't think that this is that. If that's the best bed story, then I'm glad we didn't have a form.
Stories weren't that great.
Okay.
So next we've got, this is from Olivia from Seattle. It's called Breakfast Cereal. Rob and Akiva invent a breakfast cereal. You can discuss the actual cereal component, but then also do the marketing. Is there a mascot? Is there a computer game? Is there an Olympic endorsement?
Computer game.
Yeah, all cereals have computer games, Rob. You didn't know that? Haven't you been playing Frosted Flakes version of Among Us recently? What do you think about Kivios as the name?
This sounds like a very boring podcast.
You don't like Kivios?
If you two are arguing over which Olympic athlete is getting sponsored by Kivios, I feel like you could get into some
Olympics
conversation and debate. Yeah.
Who's the gold medalist in ultimate tag?
The Olympics have happened before. It doesn't have
What about Lolo Jones? Do you think Lolo Jones, she's famous, do you think she would endorse Kivios?
I think so.
I don't think she'd endorse anything you do.
Mm-hmm.
No, Lolo Jones will do anything for the money. She went on freaking MTV's The Challenge.
She's clearly looking for a husband on the challenge. Mm-hmm.
She's
looking for a
husband. Yeah. And she's bobsledding right now. Yeah, she's trying to be in the
What about Lolo O's?
Lolo's.
Lolo's. Lolo.
Is it Lolo's or Lolo O's?
Are they like hurdles? Is each sort of piece of cereal a hurdle?
Hmm.
Or what if it's like hurdles and bobsleds? Because those are, she's made the Olympics in
two
different sports.
It's Lolo O's.
If you don't like I like the idea of hurdles and bob. My kids, I was telling you before.
What does a cereal hurdle look like? What does a cereal bobsled look like? That's dumb. It's a Lolo O's.
It's so cute. A little bobsled. You get a little milk in there. That's adorable.
Lolo O's. That 5 million grams of sugar. You'll be cracked out on when you're taking them.
Mm-hmm.
You ready to rage with anybody?
Yeah.
See, I think that this, with just a little bit of work, could be a very fun podcast.
I know this is maybe a kid's cereal. How can we sort of shoehorn the fact that Lolo is a virgin into the cereal?
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I don't think you can.
Save it.
Yeah. Save it for the breakfast cereal podcast.
I don't think you can. Do you have a
closer for also the number of times she's done it?
Actually, no O's in the cereal. It's because of that. This is bad. Okay, maybe you shouldn't make a breakfast cereal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine.
Okay. This one is an idea for the variety pack from John.
Oh.
It is a game called Chester's Faves. Chester okay. gets 10 categories to list and briefly explain his top 10 in. It could be any category. And then Robin and Akiva guess what they think Chester's fave is in any given category and get points based on how close they come to his actual fave.
I think Akiva would be much better at this game just based on the amount of knowledge of Chester that you have over me. I thought this was going to be a game more based on Chester's Twitter account, that we were going to be sort of like answering questions about tweets that Chester has favorited.
Oh, interesting.
Chester's that could be a game.
That's not a bad game either.
Yeah.
I don't mind turning over a section of the...
Yeah, put it. That's fine for the variety pack.
For the variety pack. That's fun. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have too many guests in the variety pack. We could put Chester in there.
Okay.
Okay. Then from LaTanya has a season 3, episode 7 suggestion for you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The Twilight Zone.
The Twilight Zone. I feel like that we have talked about this, and I feel like that the Twilight Zone episode is not a...
I think it's the wrong episode. Yeah, I think that's what it was.
It's not a great one, but what about a is there a certain Twilight Zone episode, like can we go off the season 3 episode 7 board?
Ooh, I mean, then it's not on the fishbowl, then it's on the wheel.
Check the Constitution.
Yeah, I think that we could put something on the wheel that's not a season 3 episode 7. I mean, we did the episode
on the wheel
of we'd put it on, it would go onto the wheel.
What I was also thinking, like with season 3 episode 7s, because we've had some clunker episodes, what if a show's had 7 seasons, what if we also watch like season 7 episode 3? Because then one of them will be good.
We're going to watch 2 episodes of a show?
I mean, it's 40 minutes for a lot of
them. I don't want to give that much homework to the listeners. I feel like that if LaTanya has an episode of The Twilight Zone that would be good to cover on Renap, I would say definitely put it on the way.
Let me get back to LaTanya. We'll get back to you next week.
Like, if she wants to maybe look at the Twilight Zone catalog and feel like that there's one episode.
Are there a lot of movies, Rob? Twilight Zone movies.
There's one Twilight Zone movie.
What's the most recent Twilight Zone IP?
There's a CBS All Access version of CBS All Access. Is it Jordan Peele did it?
Okay. Who are you asking?
He was involved with the CBS All Access reboot.
Right.
I believe so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else, Kirsten?
Jordan Peele was one of the creators.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And then I have one more that I've pulled. And then sorry that it's not more, but like this has been a marathon.
Yeah, it's
today.
Been a marathon.
Mm-hmm. The long episode.
Here, could I tell you one that that I got this week?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody submitted Robin Akiva, your DICK picks are trash. What do you think about that, Akiva?
Oh, was that in a group chat?
Is that Dr. That was Mike?
Somebody had sent that privately.
Okay. And it was a reference to
And off of a news item from this week.
Yeah, so somebody's like helping people send.
No,
better
no.
Picks.
Well, that I don't know. Are we like that instead of bothering women? What if they, we encourage people to send their pictures to us, and then we would rate them.
Right. I don't think that that's.
Are you coming around for that episode?
No. I don't think that. People are sending pictures of their DICK for approval. I think they're just like, I want them to see it.
Oh, just see it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I will say if we asked for them, we'd get a lot, I think, also.
Yeah, okay.
I thought it would be a funny podcast.
I don't want them.
Yeah.
How about this? We're not going to do this. But would Dr. Mike like to analyze them? Like, what if we got them?
100% go on for that podcast.
And yes, should that be episode 138 with Dr. Mike?
I mean, could it be a segment with Dr. Mike?
There was a Twitter thread, like, this had to have been a year ago at this point, of a, it was a woman, and she used a cucumber to show, like, don't take a picture like this, take a picture like this. Don't, mm-hmm. like, that yeah. thread exists. You don't need to rate other people's pictures.
Okay. All right. Go find the cucumber lady. Yeah.
Go find the cucumber lady.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. So the last pitch that I have here, it is called Bad Fiction, and Rookie Ash submitted it. And they said, bring people on who can summarize a few books that you have not read. And you will also be given
Could they find books that we haven't read?
Like, it'll be like great books that you've never read. Mm. And you will also be given the summary of very unpopular fan fictions of those same novels that have an alternate ending. And you have to figure out which is the real story versus which is the fake story. Mm-hmm. So it's like fiction or fan fiction, I guess.
So like, do Romeo and Juliet actually live?
It would be like, their example is, did you know that 50 Shades of Grey was originally a Twilight fan fiction?
Sure, mm-hmm. Like the one thing I know about it.
Yeah. But not all fan fiction is based on just like pervy stuff.
True.
Yeah, I would never say that. Mary would.
You said no love story between us. I believe that was the introduction.
Yes.
Several years ago.
Okay. All right. I don't know. I don't think there's enough there for the guess which book has the right ending. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
One other mechanism idea was. Was a lot of people submitted that, and I think we've had this once before, that a guest choice. What if instead of a guest veto, there's a guest choice on the wheel?
That's a lot of power for the guests.
A lot of power for the guests. But also it's like, maybe don't invite on troll guests who are going to put on something that we don't like anymore.
So that would mean that today, or I guess it would be next week, because it wouldn't be eligible this week. If the guest choice comes up, then... That's it. What happened? Is the guest choice always on it, or only if you have a guest? Because you guys don't always have a guest.
Yeah, we usually have a guest for the mailbag, but if we don't, then it's, you know, the same thing that if something that we can't do next week comes up, like we just spin again.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea of a guest choice. I think it adds a little bit of craziness.
I don't know. Like, could you do Twitter poll? Should there be a guest choice? I feel like
I think
you like it. It's going to be crazy. Nobody else really cares.
Can't pick your own idea if you're the guest and you have another idea. You will.
Okay. All right. So, here we go. Let's talk a little bit about what is going on here with the wheel for next week's episode. All right. Season 3, episode 7, The Coin Flip, Crappy Movie Diaper, People's Choice. That's how we got here this week. Price is Right. You Are a Shark Week. Spinoffs Are Trash. Robin and Akiva Invent a Game Show. And boy... if this does not come up today, Akiva,
I think
one more week.
I think because next week is technically a January episode.
Okay, the sequel mechanism, which has only one thing in it, right?
Correct. It's just an idea at this point. It's just the census.
Okay. The match game, HGTV.
Wait, I thought Mastery Napper was in the sequel mechanism.
It's not ready.
I don't think it's ready.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. HGTV shows are trash. Rob and Akiva get trekked. AITA, Gen Z shows are trash. Best week ever. Podcast Power Hour.
Ooh, I like that one.
Sex and a Kiwi.
Oh, no.
And High School Musical.
Yeah. By the way, John DM'd me, our friend John, yes. And he said, can I pitch something for the wheel? And I said, sure. And he pitched it, and I said, okay. And he's like, can you put it on? And I said, I'll tell you what, John, because we were talking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's a big Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan. They're playing tomorrow in the NFC Championship game. I said, if you could predict the exact score of the game, it goes straight on the wheel.
Okay, so, what was his idea?
Discovery Plus shows are trash. If the Bucks win 31-20, then it goes straight on the wheel.
So we have HGTV shows are trash and Discovery Plus shows are trash?
John,
includes every HGTV show.
Listen.
He is double dipping. Kirsten,
the odds of him predicting the exact score are slim, and it would be very
of the Super Bowl or of
no, it's of tomorrow's game against the
what Bay. Did he predict?
31-20 Tampa Bay.
I still don't think you should have made that promise.
It's like a 1 in 500.
31-20 Tampa Bay.
Imagine the tweets we'll get if it's like 24-20 late in the game. It'll be so funny. I'm almost rooting for it now.
All right. Here.
Let's spin that wheel.
Here we
what
go.
Are you rooting for, Kirsten?
Okay. So I'm really obsessed with the subreddit, Am I the Asshole? So I kind of want that to come up.
Yeah, that'll be a fun one. That'll be fun.
Okay. Here we go. Episode number 118 next week. Let's see what is going to come up on the wheel. Here we go. 118. Here we go. It is... Oh, Kirsten McInnes could be a witch. A-I-T-A.
Wow.
Yes, I am a witch.
Yes, it was right on the line between A-I-T-A and Gen Z shows are trash, but A-I-T-A is the winner. So we'll go from Liana this week to Puya next week, and we'll see how he's doing in his contract negotiations.
Yeah. Oh, that is true. 5-year deal. We'll see how he's doing.
Good to know.
Yeah. Okay. So that'll be next week. Akiva, what are we going to do? Are we already loaded up, or are we going to maybe have a form during the week?
I don't know. Puya really is in charge. So I'll, okay. I will
or
see.
Or are we reviewing other existing cases from the subreddit?
I think we have existing cases as a bare minimum. But if listeners have great examples of them or a loved one or a hated one being the A, then we will. I'd rather speak to people, you know, at least one or two groups, and you know, we could do a little of both. But that's what we decided a few months ago when we put it on the wheel, that we might do a little of, and you know, column B and a little of column A.
Okay, sounds good. All right, Kirsten McInnes, what a great job!
Thank you,
host of BoJack Horse Pod with the great Lindsay Wilson.
Yes,
who drives? That's me. Who does the opening and the closing, Lindsay?
I am driving BoJack Horse Pod. I said to Lindsay, I'm totally open to us taking turns. If you want to take the reins, then feel free. And she said, no, I'm fine with this.
It's not that fun.
Yeah. See, I feel like that. Yeah. I can see
Simpsons Pod. So I take the lead on this one.
Yeah. I feel like that Lindsay, I feel like I see her more of like the like straight shooter of like, you know, handling the business of the show. And then you're like coming in the throwing gas.
So, Kate, the thing that's weird is Lindsay Wilson and I actually are very, very similar. Mm-hmm. That people might not know this. Anytime either of us is talking about some kind of random life experience, the other one's like, oh, yeah, I've had that exact same experience. I don't know. It's a lot of work to actually host, but I guess I don't host anything else. I host on Love Island. Mm-hmm. Huh. I guess I'm just a host now.
Oh, look at you.
Who knew?
Okay.
It's me.
All right. And then what else is going on? I know you're not just only a one podcast woman.
So Riverdale is back for season 5. So Kowski Cast is also back with myself and Frail Mary. And I am on Twitch three-ish times a week, streaming away, trying to hit partner, twitch.tv/Kirsten said what. So
okay.
Everyone go follow me. That'd be really nice.
Be very nice. All right. And Akiva, what's coming up for you?
We're going to talk about the conference championship games and the two Super Bowl teams in the Super Bowl on 32 Fans. We have 2 episodes left on NGOG for season 1 before we, I think we do something wacky in between seasons. And on 32 Fans this week, we went over the 10 records that I think are next to break in the 4 major professional sports.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm happy to report that I was able to subscribe to the 32 Fans podcast feed in my Overcast. So I was very happy about it.
We've had a wonky year in the 32 Fans feed.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you all for listening. I know this was another long one here today and a hot takeoff, but we had a great success. Okay. Congratulations again to Sabine for winning this year's hot takeoff. Thanks again to Liana for being here. We'll be back next week to talk about AITA. In case you missed that, it's Am I the A-hole? That's what that stands for if you missed it.
Even if you didn't miss it.
Yeah. Okay. And if you tweet a million times and say, hey, what is AITA? It might be you.
Also, I will put a poll up for the tweet. I'll put a bunch of the tweets in or the takes in a form so we could have our, because we never really named our take of the year. So okay. I'll put like a bunch of the ones we picked, then maybe Kirsten will pick, and we'll put up a poll for take of the year, and that person can come on also.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much. Oh, by the way, we're going to close the show. We're going to leave you with one more sea shanty, and it is from a man who is no stranger to musicals on Renap. It's Jason Curtis Rivera and his epic sea shanty and music video. Check it out at Jason Curtis R on Twitter. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
There once was a pair of guys, and they podcast Seinfeld every day. They needed a new pod to do, and so Renap was born.
Rob and Akiva need a podcast you just can't believe. We come back every week to see what the wheel will do.
The wheel will spin and you never know what next week we'll have in tow. But Rob and Akiva have to go and do what the wheel says.
Rob and Akiva need a podcast you just can't believe. We come back every week to see what the wheel will do. Huh!
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.